vehicles in the wintertime, but you can use them in the summer, too. I mean, after all, we live near the mountains. Their matching down incentive is going on. They have a huge selection. The 07s are there. So if it's four-wheel or all-wheel drive, Rocky's Autos is the place to go. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. Go in there and ask for my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear. They're good friends of mine. Spanky Herrera, good friend. Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Jim Monroe. They're all good friends of mine. You want a good deal? The place to go is Rocky's Autos. They're open tonight until 9. That's Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. Drop by and see them.
Found up. From Baltimore to Boston... Water, water everywhere in the Northeast. And
I'm Dave Price in Chatham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod, where the winds are whipping this morning at about 60 miles per hour off the ocean. They're down power lines throughout this community, and with the winds, it feels as if it's about 32 degrees outside. The flag at the Coast Guard station is simply blowing outright, and it is tough to maintain your balance in this weather this morning.
A powerful nor'easter continues to blast the region after storming up the coast yesterday, dumping 7.5 inches of rain on New York, the second wettest day since record-keeping began more than 100 years ago. Flooding is widespread. This New Jersey woman says she's never seen anything like it.
I mean, you see the cars completely inundated. It's crazy.
WCBS reporter John Metaxas has more from Hackensack, New Jersey.
We encountered police with their rescue boats. They have been pulling people out of their homes, and they continue to do that at this hour.
Now, in Lincoln County, West Virginia, as many as 1,000 people were evacuated because officials fear a nearby dam could give way. Jack Thomas is with the county's emergency services office.
We've got pumps on site to get as much water out of it as they can. We're not making much progress.
In Massachusetts, this is Patriots Day, and that means thousands of competitors are getting ready for the starting gun at the 111th Boston Marathon.
This is horrible, horrible weather conditions for running.
And it could be one for the books, says this runner.
It's going to be an adventure. It could be epic.
It could be like one of those days where you just have to gut it out to finish, you know, don't give up.
And because of the weather, the start of the race has been moved up. It will begin in 2 hours. Well, he's not scheduled to appear until tomorrow, but already Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's congressional testimony is stirring controversy. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Ahead of that showdown testimony in the Senate, Alberto Gonzalez says he has nothing to hide, but he claims to have a hazy memory about the firings. He'll say the dismissals were not improper, and he's sorry for what he describes as missteps that help fuel the controversy. But that won't cut it with Democrat Charles Schumer and other Judiciary Committee members.
The contradictions continue to pile up, and the questions for the Attorney General continue to mount.
And some Senate Republicans say Gonzalez faces a tough battle as he fights to save his job. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Who's cheating on their taxes? The answer may lie at the income extreme. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The bigger the income inequality gap, the greater the chances of tax evasion, an IRS economist tells the Washington Post. The richest have lots of income not directly reported to the government, so it's harder to track. The poorest feel they have nothing to lose. How about you?
I never cheat on my taxes, but then again, I lie once in a while.
No, I never plan to, but a lot of people are, I think. They're milking what they can.
Audits of middle-class taxpayers have nearly tripled since 2000, the New York Times says. The IRS estimates $290 billion in taxes due aren't reported or paid. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, for the first time in many years, there is no Imus in the Morning on radio stations around the country. After the firestorm whipped up by his remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team, Imus was fired last week by MSNBC and CBS Radio. To fill his slot, CBS has pressed the veteran sports talk team of Mike and the Mad Dog into service. Mike Francesa says he and his partner Chris Russo aren't happy about what's happened.
The last thing in the world that we want to be is sitting here. It's wrong that we are sitting here. Don should still be here. We all know that.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton, who led the protests against Imus, has added extra security after receiving death threats. It's now 4 minutes past the hour.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Gas prices on the rise here in Colorado. AAA says average price for self-serve regular in Vail went over $3 this weekend. First time gas has topped $3 anywhere in the state since last year's record highs. Former Denver Nuggets general manager Kiki Vanderway is hosting a fundraiser today for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Republican presidential contender is doing well in the polls, but his fundraising is lagging behind other candidates. Meanwhile, GOP Representative Marilyn Musgrave is building her campaign coffers for 08. Campaign finance reports filed this weekend show the Republican raised $250,000 in the first 3 months of the year and has more than $267,000 on hand. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry not ruling out another possible run for the White House. Kerry was in Denver yesterday for a book signing at the Tattered Cover. He once again said he would consider a run if conditions were right.
If suddenly the field changed, or if all of a sudden the dynamics of the nation are shifted and different, who knows? He might look at it differently.
Kerry and his wife have been touring the country promoting their book on the environment. And jurors in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio had the weekend off. Today they'll be back in court in Denver for a third day of deliberations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. A pretty quiet start to the week. Traffic in good shape around the metro area. At least no wrecks or snags to slow you down. Good speeds on I-25 from C-470 through the bridges. Excuse me, a little heavier southbound out of Thornton and North Glen. Look great right now on I-70 through the heart of the city. And it looks like all of our eastbound routes are wide open. That includes the Boulder Turnpike in both directions. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning, turning cloudy with rain showers by afternoon, looking for a high of about 58. Tonight, evening shower.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
It's tomorrow that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez walks into the lion's den, which is to say, the Senate Judiciary Committee. But he's already released the statement he'll be making, which is that there was nothing improper about replacing 8 federal prosecutors, but he defines improper as trying to influence, speed up, or impede any criminal case. More after this for Welch's 100% Grape Juice. Is orange juice part of your morning routine? Well, I've switched to Welch's 100% Grape Juice because it has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And as you may have heard, a diet naturally rich in antioxidants is good for you. Not only does drinking Welch's 100% grape juice help to promote a healthy heart, but there's emerging research that suggests it may help to protect memory and brain health as well. It's also nice to know that Welch's is made from Concord grapes grown right here in America by Welch's farmer owners. So drink Welch's 100% grape juice for an unmistakably delicious way to add antioxidants to your diet. You know how you start to feel a little queasy when that red check engine light comes on your car's dash? Well, you'll feel better with Dealer Services behind you. Dealer Services can provide you with a way to limit the cost of repairs to $50 with one of their warranty products. Wherever you are in the nation, there's always a Dealer Services there to cover you 24/7. Call Dealer Services for more details at 1-866-847-6644. That's 1-866-847-6644. Talk to a Dealer Services automotive expert today. In the Senate Judiciary Committee, as in the Senate as a whole, where you can tell if senators are being political if their eyes are open or their lips are moving, some are likely to say that it was improper for federal prosecutors to be replaced for political reasons. But since almost everything in Washington is for political reasons, They will focus on the inconsistencies in Attorney General Gonzalez's previous statements, which have been criticized not only by the committee Democrats, like New York's Charles Schumer.
The contradictions continue to pile up, and the questions for the Attorney General continue to mount.
But also by the committee Republicans, like Pennsylvania's Al Inspector.
The Attorney General is going to have to explain how he said he was not involved in discussions when the emails show that he was at meetings when all of these matters were discussed.
Inspector was on ABC's This Week.
Attorney General Gonzalez is entitled to his so-called day in court. He has a distinguished record, but he's got a steep hill to climb, and he's going to be successful, in my opinion, only if he deals with the facts.
He was referring as well to the op-ed piece Gonzalez had in yesterday's Washington Post.
Those statements are very conclusory. When he has a full column in the Washington Post, I think he would have been better advised if he would have dealt with some facts.
The facts will come out anyway, Suspector.
I believe ultimately they will.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
The Osgood File, April 16th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, we have a chance of thunderstorms. High today, 55. How about that snowstorm that never hit? Wasn't it great over the weekend? It was great, wasn't it? Did you get out? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
And we were all ready for that snow. Dire predictions all day Friday. Nothing. See, I turned out to be right, didn't I, John?
You were, well, I owe you, man. I don't know what I owe you, but you were correct.
Now, John Turk, who produces the show, is 100% correct.
I said 6 to 12 inches. You said less. And so you're the winner.
I told you we wouldn't get anything.
And everybody was freaking out last week. It's like, you know, they even distributed paychecks here early last Thursday in preparation for the storm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People were at the grocery store buying stuff. Thinking we were going to get like a big spring blizzard, big heavy wet snow, and nothing materialized.
And I got sunburnt this weekend. That's how nice it was.
Yeah, it was up to like 73, I think, yesterday. All right, sun's starting to make its way up in the sky now. And good morning. It's the beginning of a new week. And Monday is always rough, but as I always say, and another caller said last week, if you postpone Monday, then Tuesday becomes Monday. Earth Day is this week. It's the 22nd. And to celebrate Earth Day and to kind of salute Earth Day, which I believe started in 1970, we're gonna give you a chance to win a little something. Anybody up this time of the morning at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6? We'll see if we can get you something here. Earth Day is April 22nd, and AM 760 wants to test your knowledge of Earth Day trivia. The first person to call, here's the number, 303-631-2760, that's 303-631-2760, and correctly answer the following question. We'll win a copy of Silent Spring, courtesy of the fine folks at the Tattered Cover. Now, if you don't know what Silent Spring is, that's the historic book by Rachel Carson, the late Rachel Carson, which caused all kinds of controversy in the late 60s and early 70s, and it was the first book to deal with the idea that pesticides and poisoning was polluting the water and causing people to become sick and killing fish and wildlife. So that book is a huge milestone in what later would become the ecology or green movement. So you win a copy of Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, courtesy of the Tattered Cover, and a DVD copy of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. If you haven't seen that, or if you have seen it, this is your chance to own one at home. Okay, John's already on the phone, but I haven't asked the question yet. Now I'm going to ask the question. Are you ready? Here's the trivia question. And then we'll do it again at 9:05 this morning. All right, here's a trivia question. How many acres of rainforest are being destroyed every minute? If you know how many acres of rainforest is being destroyed every minute, be the first caller right now at 303-631-2760 to correctly answer the question. All right, do I need to answer the question? Do I need one more time, make sure everybody gets it? All right, this hour's trivia question is how many acres of rainforest are being destroyed every minute? Be the first caller now at 303-631-2760 to correctly answer the question, and you win a copy of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring and the DVD by Al Gore, An Inconvenient Truth. There we go. We get any calls? Well, we're already getting calls. Boy, I'm amazed anybody's up this time in the morning. Or usually you talk to people, they say, oh, you know, I'm up. I'm up, but I'm off. But I'm off doing something else. And I really can't pay attention to the radio for the first couple of hours that you're on. All right, 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This story ran in the Denver and West section yesterday. And it brings up a conversation that I had with a couple of folks here not too long ago about this whole idea of sex offenders and what do you do with them. And they pointed correctly out to me, which I had never taken into consideration, that there are different classes of sex offenders. Classes may not be the right word. Different groups of sex offenders. Well, in Lyons, they were considering whether to become the latest city in Colorado to place restrictions on where sex offenders can live. Town trustee Chris Hickar, the mother of two children, brought up the idea at a meeting last month after her husband read an article about how such laws are forcing more and more sex offenders across the country into small towns and rural areas, places like Lyons. I saw it as a way to pad our door so that if Longmont or Boulder passes something, we could be ready. But as Hickar and others in the town soon learned, emotions and opinions run high on both sides of the issue. Dozens of people have called her and other town leaders. The state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has taken an interest. It's kind of taken on a life of its own, according to the town manager. Indeed, Lyons, with a population of 1,680 and only a square mile in area, has found itself quite unexpectedly involved in a national debate over whether to limit where sex offenders can live. Proponents of residency restrictions, most such laws include buffer zones around schools, parks, and other areas where children gather, say they keep the community safe. But critics of the laws argue that they isolate sex offenders in places where they can't receive treatment, broadly group all sex offenders regardless of details of their crimes, and may force sex offenders to go underground. It's not making the children any safer, said my buddy Kathy Hazuri, the executive director of the Colorado ACLU. It's a feel-good move. All it does is prevent the person from living in a particular area. It doesn't prevent the person from being in a particular area. Now, 27 states and hundreds of cities have laws limiting where sex offenders can live. And last year, Greenwood Village became the first city in Colorado to pass such a law. At the time, the city had four sex offenders, but two of the offenders have since moved out. One offender attempted to move into the city, but was told he couldn't live where he intended to. He registered in another city. All right, do you favor doing this? Do you favor saying to sex offenders, wherever you live along the Front Range, do you favor saying to sex offenders, you can only live in certain areas, and you can't live in other areas? Now, I've always had a really, really hard line towards sex offenders. Always have had. But as a couple of people pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago, there's various groups of them. And what you're basically doing here is you're throwing all these folks together. And so they say that you have to make a distinction and a difference between, say, a child molester and, for instance, a guy who gets caught having sex with a woman under the age of 18, a teenager. So in their minds, they would fall into two separate categories. The other thing, so we're talking here basically about sex offenders and pedophiles, and we're also talking about people who are accused of rape, and then they are found guilty. And you know from a lot of cases out there, including the Duke LaCrosse case, that it's very easy to level a charge of rape against somebody and have them found guilty when maybe they didn't do it. Now, I'm not saying that all people who are accused of rape and found guilty are innocent. That's not what I'm saying at all. And I also understand, too, that the trust in the judicial system at this particular time in our country is at an all-time low. Hello, Alberto Gonzalez. But it's been at a low before that, I think. So you have to ask yourselves these questions. The one group that gets me, the one group that I have absolutely no feelings for, and I would have no problem making them live in the middle of nowhere, and I really don't care whether they get treatment or not, because I don't believe in recidivism. Or no, I'm sorry, I don't believe in rehabilitation. I believe in recidivism with those folks. I believe that they'll keep doing it. And that's pedophiles. I just really have no feeling about pedophiles. But I'm open to a discussion about this, about whether you think we ought to have areas in every city where sex offenders absolutely could not live. And how about this idea? What would you do if you found out that four houses down from you a guy was living, and he was a sex offender, or even a woman? I mean, what would your feelings be if you found out they were like four houses down? 303-713-7600. Want to make it a little sweatier? How about if they were living next door to you? 303-7...
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dinovite on an AM radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dinovite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Touch of a button. Sleep Number Bed adjusts firmness to relieve pressure and give you a more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you toss and turn less, and you get the deep sleep that your body so desperately needs. With the Sleep Number Bed, dual air chambers allow the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need just by setting your sleep number. My sleep number now is down to like 70-75, and the comfort of air means your body and your back are, well, they're supported without stiff metal coils that create uncomfortable pressure points. With air chamber technology, these pressure points are reduced, meaning less tossing and turning and a better sleep experience. So, you know what? You can cure being tired simply by visiting your Select Comfort store, and there are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls including Southwest Plaza, Flatirons Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 625, 25 minutes after 6, chance of thunderstorms and a high of 55 today. Right now, it looks pretty blue skied out there, at least where we are. Lyons was debating sex offender residency rules. Officials in the small town of Lyons were debating about putting restrictions on where sex offenders can live. But does this really work? And do you favor this idea about sex offenders not being able to live in certain areas? Proponents of residency restrictions usually point out to things like laws that include buffer zones around schools, parks, and other areas where children gather. They say it keeps the community safe, but critics of the laws argue they isolate sex offenders in places where they can't receive treatment, broadly group all sex offenders regardless of details of their crimes, and may force more sex offenders to go underground. The idea that they're not going to report the fact that they've been convicted of this, so because they don't want to have to face the restrictions and register and have to go through all of that. But there's also a drive on in this country to keep track of sex offenders, and there was a state, and I believe it was Wisconsin, that had the idea of forcing all sex offenders to have different colored license plates. That's another solution, or I don't even know if I want to say that's a solution. That's another idea that has been proposed to keep track of sex offenders. And how would you feel if you found out that a sex offender lived next door to you, or that a sex offender lived down the street from you, or that a sex offender lived in your neighborhood, like around the block? You know, when we were kids, this kind of stuff was never discussed in public, and nobody ever brought this stuff up, and we didn't know one way or the other what was going on. And it seems that now we know more about these things going on largely because of the news media. If you think about it, I mean, these stories make the papers, they make the 24-hour news cable channels more, and then of course NBC, and it reruns on MSNBC, runs that show where they set up these internet stings on these predators. And why can't I think of the name of the show? Because it's early Monday morning. But I've seen it every once in a while. You can't think of it either, can you, John?
I see it all the time. Yeah, is it Dateline? It's not Dateline, is it?
Yeah, it's Dateline, but they call it something. And it's always being plucked.
To catch a predator or something like that?
Yeah, to catch a predator. Yeah, I think that's it. You ever watched it?
I've seen it several times.
I can't watch it for long because it's creepy.
It is kind of creepy, and the host of it is kind of creepy, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he's got a book out on the subject, too, because he was on the Jon Stewart show, like, last week.
You know, I've seen it several times. To me, that kind of seems like baiting, that whole show.
Oh, where they get these guys to get into these chat rooms.
And then they tell them to come to the house. You know, I'm not... sexual predators are the worst offenders of any kind, in my opinion. But it just seems to me like they're baiting these people into coming to this house, and then they arrest them. But, you know, some of the reaction of these people when the guy comes walking out of the door, and he's like, you know, cameras are all on him, priceless.
I don't know if that's baiting them or not. What's an adult doing going into internet chat areas where kids are, and like 15 and 16 year old girls, and talking sex to them?
Well, when they have these officers pretending to be these, you know, little boys or little girls, and then they say, you know, come to my house, and they give them an address and all this and that, to me it just seems a little bit like they're kind of walking around the law. But hey, anything you can do to catch a sexual predator.
Okay, so you'd be making the case that would be entrapment.
Yeah.
Would that be the same thing if a police officer came up to you and said, hey, how about a toke off your joint? And you handed the joint to him, and then he went, you're under arrest.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
Wouldn't it be better off to say to the police officer, no, I don't have any marijuana? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it would. And for these sexual predators, it would be better to stay offline and stay out of these chat rooms. I mean, maybe these chat rooms are the problem.
Yeah, but then you get into a situation where you close those because there's a percentage of people out there who are there and intent on doing bad. If you close those, then what you're doing is you're penalizing everybody else who hasn't done anything wrong at all. And what about the idea of forcing them to live in certain areas? Now, the argument that was given to me was that they can't get care, they can't get the help they need, you're lumping them all together. In other words, you're putting pedophiles with people, with say, men who have been accused of having sex with a minor. So you're throwing all these people in together. Now, you got to ask yourself about rehabilitation here.
Wouldn't you rather know where they are, where exactly they're living, instead of, like, you know, some of the critics say that they'd go underground, some of these ex-sex offenders would go underground, and you would, you know, maybe change identities, you wouldn't know who they are. I'd rather know exactly who they are and where they live.
Can you ever put these people back in society to begin with? And I guess I'm talking here primarily about pedophiles. Because of all the cases that are out there, you get a man who comes forward and says, well, I thought she was 18. She told me she was 18. And the guy was lied to. Now, I'm not saying that every guy that gets caught in that situation, I'm not saying that every one of them that gets caught in that situation is telling the truth, but I'm saying there's a chance. There's got to be a better and even chance that some of these guys get hoodwinked. Okay, so do you put them in the same category that you do with a guy who molests a six-year-old child? Do you lump them all together? And then do you here's something else you got to consider. Do you think that those folks can be rehabilitated? And I'm talking about the pedophiles. Not the guy who finds out that Gloria, who he took out to have a milkshake and a hamburger or took to the movies and ended up sleeping with her, that she turns out to be 16. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about pedophiles. But there's also a part of me, too, that feels like, well, you know what? I've never been in that situation. Of course, I've been married for a long time. But even if I were, if I suspected the girl was young, wouldn't you ask? Well, like, did you know how old she was? Well, I didn't ask. Well, what do you mean you didn't ask? Wouldn't you ask?
Yeah, I'd ask. It's pretty hard to tell those these days, Jay. I mean, the girls in high school, you know, they dress a lot different than they did when I went to high school.
Oh, no, I can tell. Oh,
it's hard to tell.
Somebody
that looks 18 could probably be 13 or 14 nowadays.
No, it's not hard to tell. I can tell. I can absolutely tell. And you know how you can tell? Talk to him for 10 minutes.
When you talk to him, yeah. But
you can't tell.
Kids are more mature nowadays than they were. You know, boys, too, they're
not. They're not that mature. 34 minutes past the hour. Okay, you want to jump in on this debate with various angles of it? 303-713-7600. I would be really uncomfortable if I found out that a sex offender was living in my neighborhood or living next door to me or three houses down, particularly if it was a pedophile. That would be...
I guarantee you have one living within a square mile of your house.
You think so?
Yep.
Now I'm going to live in paranoia, even though I don't have any young kids, but I'm still going to live in paranoia. Thank God I have Coco and Jackson. 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Gina.
Morning, Jay.
So what would you do if you found out that there was a sex offender living next door to you or even a couple of houses down?
I would hope he would move. Otherwise, I guess I would move. I think they're the lowest form of life.
Yeah, I do too. So you put your house on the market. And somebody comes to look at your house. They say, you know, nice looking house. Gee, why are you moving? You want to get a better job? You're moving out of state? You need a bigger place? You're going to get someplace and rehab it? What's the reason you're moving? Because there's a sex offender living three houses down.
Yeah, that's a problem. You know, I do feel bad for them in some ways. It's like they're going to be run out of every community, but these are the consequences for their behavior.
You know something? I have a real weakness, and this weakness is I don't feel bad for them at all. And I had like four people, two other people including Mary, here a couple of weeks ago, appealing to my humanitarian nature and saying, where's your sense of decency? And I know that Kathy Hazuri, and she knows I'm a strong supporter of the ACLU. I don't know if forcing them to live in certain areas would help or wouldn't help. So I don't know if that would work or it wouldn't work. But I don't have any feelings for them. So what does that say about me? Well, I guess it says that I'm a cruel, heartless human being and that there's a little bit of a Saddam Hussein or Dick Cheney in all of us. Because I just don't have any feelings for them. And I would never let them out. Because even the argument about, well, I didn't know she was 16. Why is it I have this feeling that, yeah, you know, if you really ask, you can find out. All right, 303-713-7600. Traffic's got to be light this morning. It just has to be because it's only 6:37. Don't tell me it's not.
All right, Jay.
Lie to me.
Well, it's not a bad ride, but freeways are busy, especially on that north end of the city, southbound 25, definitely out of Thornton and North Glen. That's 104th to 84th. 38th to Spears, you make your way to downtown, eastbound 270 across Commerce City. We have no wrecks, though, on or off the highway. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. We're going to turn cloudy, some rain showers by afternoon, high of 55. Right now, partly cloudy and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988. With
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win two VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the red jumpsuit apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win.
Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3/30/07 through 4/23/07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Responsible for the case.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, our Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Great looking morning. Hey, if you're looking for justice, you need a progressive trial lawyer. Let me tell you about my two friends who are real good at this. That's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, and so has Scott Henderson, such as medical malpractice, which you need a really good attorney if you're going to get into that, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. If you've been wronged, you need to get good representation. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. And you can reach them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. I would, and I will, definitely stake my name on these two guys because they're progressives and they're good friends. So call them at 303-300-1661.
I'm a mother. It's my nature to protect my daughter. So when she told me she wanted to join the Guard, my gut reaction was to worry for her safety.
But I've always trusted my son and supported his decisions. So as hard as it was to imagine my son being a soldier, it was harder to imagine his future without the Guard.
The Guard will give her money for college, real-world job skills.
And I'm proud of him.
Your son or daughter can serve your community in the National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask about the job skills they'll gain.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 640. GJ, lower your voice, for God's sakes. 642 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms, high of 55. Okay, I opened my mouth too soon. We're talking about this whole thing going on in the Lions. And the whole debate that's basically going on around the country about deciding where sex offenders can live and my definite feelings about it. So John Turk goes to this website, I believe it's familywatchdog.com, where you can look up and see if there are any sex offenders in your neighborhood. And lo and behold, guess what? In my neighborhood, at my address, right around the corner from where Mary and I live is a sex offender. And this guy had been convicted of some kind of a crime with children. And John said to me, before he checked it out, he said to me, don't get so high and mighty. I'll bet you've got sex offenders living in your neighborhood. I thought, come on. And don't we all think this? Be honest. Don't we all think this? Wow, you know, they don't live. I don't have them in my neighborhood. Well, wait a minute. What happens when you find out you do? So, then what? And I have a very, very cold feeling towards them. All right, 303-713-7600. Does that mean that I lack humanity? Does that mean that I have a problem? Should I go to Dr. Ristig, my doctor, and ask her why it is that I have no feelings at all for sex offenders? And I know there's got to be a sex offender listening to me right now who's saying, hey, but stop it. Oh, so you call my house and Mary's not there because she doesn't answer. Well, maybe I should ask what's going on with the milkman. No, I'm just kidding, Mary. Okay, let's go to the phones. But I just want to see if Mary, I want to get her on-the-air reaction. So, Mary, if you're listening, I want to get your on-the-air reaction to find out how you would feel if you knew, because now you do know, that there's a sex offender living around the corner from us. And I think that most of us feel like, nah, not in my neighborhood. And then you find out, boom, in your neighborhood. Now what? Do we move? Do you have her on the phone? Do you have her on the phone? Oh, we got her. Okay. Hey, Mayor. Mary, you there?
Yes.
Do you hear what I just said on the radio?
What? Which thing? That you wondered what was going on with the milkman?
No, I didn't mean that. No, that there's a sex offender living right around the corner from us. John, is he in trouble sex with children? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sex with children. Now what do you think? How do you feel? Should we move? We don't have any kids, but should we move?
No.
What about when Eli comes over?
I just won't let Eli go anywhere around there.
You have a couple rapists right down the street as well.
They should move.
Okay. So instead of getting another corgi, what do you think about us getting a Rottweiler?
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, I don't mean to make you paranoid or anything, but you were one of the people that was at this dinner, what was it, two Saturday nights ago?
Yeah.
It was Scott Henderson and his wife, Sunny.
Right.
And you guys were on my case about the feelings that I can't stand sex offenders and could care less about them?
Right, well, but they have to have somewhere to live, Jay. I mean, they can't be living under, like in Miami, like under the bridge.
Well, how about 25 miles outside Baker, California? In unair-conditioned tents?
No.
All right.
No, I have to know more about it. Has he done his time?
Okay, but, we live near an area where children congregate.
I know.
Does that bother you? Do you think they should be restricted from living in those areas?
No, because I don't know. What area are you going to find where they're not children?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, do you think I have a problem?
No.
Because I don't have any feelings for them?
No, I can understand that, too, but...
Do you think that dates back to my Uncle Harold?
Probably.
May his soul burn in hell forever. Okay, do you wish I'd leave you alone so you'd go back to sleep?
I wasn't asleep.
All right, I'm going to take some calls. I love you.
I love you, too.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I got the guy's address. You want to go knock on his door?
Yes, I do.
Ask him if he wants to be on the show?
Jay, what do you do about this? And Mary, I just looked up my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There's a house in my neighborhood where multiple sex offenders live in it.
Oh, jeez, multiple sex offenders? You got to be kidding me. Two sex offenders? How close are they to your house, Turk?
About a mile and a half away.
I think that's scary. I think it's very scary. And you have your adorable little children.
I know it's freaky, but like you said, Mary, we can't, they got to live somewhere.
Yeah, they're still human beings.
I don't know. I have a hard time with this.
I know you do.
All right. I love you, Mayor.
I love you, too.
You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Nancy in Littleton. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I'm really nervous, so I'm
going to... Don't be nervous. What are you nervous about? If I can sit here and do this, anybody can do it.
Well, I don't talk about this a whole lot, and this is the first time I've ever talked about this, like, in a real public forum. So.
Mm, okay.
I was married to a sex offender. He molested my children and my sister's children.
Jeez.
And my girlfriend's daughter, and I did daycare, and he went after one of my daycare kids. And I also live three houses down from a sex offender, another pedophile. And we have about, I think there's four, you know, in the close proximity of my neighborhood, or in my house. Currently, he's living in Grand Junction, and when they're convicted, that a lot of times the group that they're with, their therapy, treatment center, puts restrictions on them already about where they can live and where they can't live. But I know that this was a couple years ago in Fruita, they had one of the people complain about my ex-husband because he lived two blocks from a school. But it was in Fruita, that's 2 miles. So he was within his allowance as far as his treatment center went. But I don't, they were, you know, looking at passing laws out there.
Okay, because I'm running out of time here, I'm always pressed against the clock, but I want to ask you two things real quick. One, is your ex-husband rehabilitated? Do you think you can ever rehabilitate these people? So I guess that's two questions.
Well, he's in treatment still and has been for about 7 years now, and no, I don't think they can ever be totally rehabilitated.
See, I don't think so either. I don't think they should ever be let out of jail.
Well, I think they need to be on watch all the time, and I don't think just a sex offender list is enough.
How about an ankle bracelet?
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, less than 10% of all offenses on children happen, you know, by the guy next door. It's usually a family thing. You know, you're related, you know them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly. That's what happened to me. It was my uncle when I was about... I'd say five years of age. Nancy, thanks. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your bravery. And see, it's not hard, so you can call back anytime.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
6:51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take a look at Gina. No, we'll take a look at traffic and then what the hell? We'll take a look at traffic and then, if I can, I'll squeeze in some more calls. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to a gentleman who is hell-bent, was hell-bent, and is hell-bent on going personally. He's a member of city council, I believe. He is hell-bent personally on going to widespread panic concerts or other youth organization events and policing for drugs, like he's a law enforcement officer. Okay? Son, is that a blunt you have? Or is that oregano? We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We look good around the metro area. We've had a collision-free start to the morning on our highways. Just getting that buildup slowing through the interstate corridor, eastbound 270, I-70, westbound I-76 in the usual spots. And, of course, heavy traffic southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Traffic building up downtown. Looks like we have a crash rolling in northbound 225 right near Alameda. So watch out for that. Traffic's going to be pretty well stacked up. High country traffic, no problems, including any weather-related issues along I-70. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy this morning. It'll be cloudy and rainy by this afternoon, high of 55. Right now, partly cloudy and 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and NBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Goldie Hawn, April 23rd at the Buell Theater. For more information and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
6:53 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Dogs have a sense of smell that is one of the keenest in nature. Humans might smell a pot of stew cooking on the stove or smell pot. But a dog can distinguish the smells of each individual ingredient from the beef to the potatoes. And Coco and Jackson get hot on the trail of anything they think that they can eat. which is one of the reasons why we seek to satisfy them, plus keep them healthy, and that's two reasons right there to feed them Purina One. Of all of the foods you ate last week, what was the most nutritious? What was the best tasting? Did you have any superfoods? Well, Purina One Natural Blends dog formulas contain antioxidant-rich ingredients, including sweet potatoes, a food known for its health benefits, and there are other healthy natural ingredients like real lamb or white meat chicken, whole grains, and more. Plus, it has a taste dogs love, so you'll see the difference, just like Coco and Jackson, and we see the difference in them. We've been feeding it to them since they've been puppies. And you know what? I said this to somebody on Saturday about dogs, and this is really true. And I think it's also true about cats, but I think it's really true about dogs. Dogs just don't live long enough. That's one of the problems. So you got to do the best job you can to keep your real friend or friends alive. Ready to try Purina One Natural Blends and see what healthy natural ingredients can do for your dog? Then call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends and see the difference for yourself. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Stop it.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Talking about Lions debating the situation about sex offenders. 656 and where they can live and where they can't. 56 minutes after the hour, and maybe we'll come back to this topic. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 55. Let me see if I can squeeze in Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, you know, John ought to tell us what that website is that he was looking at.
Okay, hang on. He's going to tell us. But John,
go ahead.
I'm waiting for him to tell us. What was the website?
It's familywatchdog.us, www.familywatchdog.us. You just click in your address, and it shows you a map where all the sex offenders live.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, Jay, here's my problem with it, though. You know, we know our justice system isn't perfect. And what about these guys that are convicted that didn't do anything?
Yeah. That bothers me. That aspect of it bothers me. It really does. It really does bother me because it's easy for somebody to say somebody did something.
Yeah, like the statutory rape thing you were pointing out. I mean, 21-year-old guy, the girl says she's 19. Next thing he knows, he's stigmatized as being a sexual offender. And, you know, that's not a good life. I mean, those guys have restrictions about, like, you can't get too close to a school. You can't go too close to a playground.
Yeah, I agree about that. That's a problem. And that's one of those things where I guess we just got to reason it through, Tom. But you really raised a legitimate point. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling. And have a good day, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, see ya. Widespread panic, drugs, kids. I better go investigate. What's your law enforcement credentials? I don't have any. Well, we'll talk to the city councilman next and ask him what he thought he was up to and if it worked.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Attention, all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, you may qualify for a LASIK clinical study now underway at Spivak Vision Center. Leading eye surgeon Lawrence Spivak is currently conducting a clinical study on new FDA-approved bladeless LASIK technology. All respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. Also included is the Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christine Sloan in Seabright, New Jersey. The powerful nor'easter continues to pound the Northeast as it moves its way to New England. Here in Seabright, heavy rain, high winds making for a nasty morning. Right now, several roadways along the Shrewsbury River underwater.
This is Nancy Cordes at LaGuardia Airport, where there are a lot of frustrated passengers with sore backs this morning after spending the night on the couches, on the floor. Many cancellations here yesterday. 500 cancellations in all in the New York area, and already more flights are being canceled today to Chicago, Cleveland, Miami, Toronto.
I'm Martin Staunton in Lincoln County, West Virginia. I'm standing in front of the city park in Hamlin, and this park is submerged. The water comes almost all the way up to the top of the picnic tables, and one picnic table is literally floating in the water.
I'm Frank Sedapani. Emergency workers in Hamlin, West Virginia, have been pumping water as fast as they can, but officials are afraid a dam holding back the Mud River may not hold. They're asking residents downriver to leave. Tax cheats? If not you and not me, it must be the fellow behind the tree.
Never cheated on my taxes.
When I talk to my friends, I am learning about all these new ways to write things off. So maybe they're cheating and I'm not.
So who does cheat? Let's find out live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Believe it or not, an IRS economist has a formula. The bigger the income inequality gap, the more people evade taxes, the Washington Post reports. The richest cheat because it's harder to track a lot of their income. The poorest simply think they have nothing to lose, Frank.
But Barry, the fact is, most people do pay their taxes.
And that includes illegal immigrants who appear to be filing in record numbers. Why would people trying to avoid deportation deal so directly with the federal government? Most believe if they pay their taxes properly and on time, it'll create a record that could lead to citizenship.
Well, this year's federal tax filing deadline is midnight tomorrow night. In Miami, jury selection is set to begin at this hour for the trial of accused terrorist Jose Padilla. Padilla is charged with conspiring to kidnap, maim, and kill people overseas. Port Huron, Michigan, border agents and deputies were surprised to find out who was behind the wheel of a Hummer that led them on a wild, wrong-way chase along an interstate highway.
I know that they had wrestling into submission.
And he turns out to be a pilot with Northwest Airlines, accused of driving under the influence of cocaine, eluding the police, and resisting arrest. With the advent of cable news and the Internet, we live in a 24-hour news-on-demand world, but a Pew Research poll shows most Americans don't know very much more about what's going on in that world than they did 20 years ago. In fact, fewer adults can name the Vice President of the United States, their own state's governor, and the President of Russia. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, less than 30 minutes from now, S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not bad from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries.
Wednesdays, Wednesdays, perfect to unwind. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday Mixed Grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday Mixed Grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Town officials in Lyons are set to discuss a proposal tonight restricting where sex offenders can live. Supporters are worried restrictions in larger cities will force sex offenders into small towns and rural areas like Lyons, 17 miles north of Boulder, with a population of about 1,700. Opponents argue such laws isolate sex offenders in areas where they can't get treatment and may force them to go underground. A canoe trip on Dowdy Lake in Larimer County turns tragic.
Two adult males and one juvenile, 10 years of age, were in a canoe on Dowdy Lake when it overturned, causing the three occupants to fall into the water.
Dan Nada with the sheriff's office says 35-year-old Edwin Hyden drowned. His 36-year-old brother and 10-year-old nephew were all in the canoe when it flipped over. Hyden's body was found more than 2 hours after sheriff's officials were called to the scene. And no official cause yet, but investigators know just where a fire that damaged at least four condos in Dillon apparently started.
We've narrowed down to a point of origin. We know it was in the ceiling and floor joists between the first and second levels of the building.
Lake Dillon Fire and Rescue says about 50 people were displaced from the Dillon Valley East condos by the fire. The Red Cross is helping them with food and shelter. It'll be some time today before they can go back in that building. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Northbound 225 approaching Alameda. This is our hot spot right now. We've had a rollover crash. It's really jamming up your Aurora commute back to Iliff. Also have some slowing on the southbound lanes from Colfax to Mississippi. That's due to another crash that's off in the median just north of Mississippi. Pretty busy Monday morning ride. Pretty much the usual traffic stack, though. Southbound 25 through Adams County and into downtown 38 to Spear. Eastbound route's a little heavier now, especially 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. It'll turn cloudy with some rain showers expected by afternoon, high of 55. Tonight, evening showers with occasional gusty winds and a low of 37. And currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
City Councilman Carl Mumpower said he will continue his observations of suspected drug activity at the Civic Center during the venue's upcoming Widespread Panic show, which took place on April the 13th. This is in Asheville, North Carolina. He said he would buy his own ticket to the concert so he could observe for the entirety of the show. The councilman was only allowed to spend 15 minutes at the Bob Weir and Rat Dog concert on March the 23rd. He described the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium as smelling like an Amsterdam hash bar. So we're going to talk to City Councilman Mumpower and ask him about this stuff. And City Councilman, thank you for joining us this morning. Thanks for getting up and coming on the program.
Well, good morning. My day starts early like yours, and I'm glad to be here.
And how's the weather today in Asheville?
We had a windstorm last night, tore down a lot of trees, a lot of power down, but it's starting to warm up. It's about 40 degrees now.
Well, I love North Carolina. I worked in Charlotte for a number of years.
Yes, yes.
And I'm a big Thomas Wolfe fan. Okay, let's...
I like your part of the world, too.
Yeah, well, come on out here. All right, let's get to this whole thing. Okay, now, I'm just tempted to ask you this, and I'm not being smart. I just want to know.
I'm wide open. Answer any question you
okay. Need. How would you know what an Amsterdam hash bar smells like?
I have a 23-year-old son, and when he was in his early teens, I took him to a good number of the capitals of Europe, and one of those was, of course, Amsterdam. And you don't have to go into Amsterdam hash house or hash bar to understand what one smells like. We just walk by them, and that smells easy to spot. But plus, I spent a year in Vietnam when I was 18, so I've had my own personal moments with marijuana.
Oh, now come on! You're not saying there was any drug activity going on there. Are you saying that you didn't partake in any of it, did you? Yes,
and I inhaled every chance I got, and have great memories of that time of my life, or pieces of it, anyway.
Okay, you know, at these concerts, I mean, even the ones that appeal to adults our age. You can smell people smoking pot.
Well, actually, I didn't know. I'm 54. I don't go to concerts. I don't have time to have that kind of fun. I don't care what people do at home. If you want to get stoned and come to our concert, that's you and your life. But if you're going to bring drugs into our concert and do them there, that's another matter. That's a public facility. It's the same place our kids graduate from high school, and I don't think it's right. And I'll tell you another thing I don't think's right about it. We're really hammering here in Asheville on our crack problem. We're going after these street-level dealers and, well, everybody who's touching a part of that distribution system. And it's not fair to hammer on those people, most of whom are black, and then let the white free spirits come in and abuse our civic center. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be as fair about this as I can and go after anybody who is breaking the law and misusing substances in public facilities or highways.
No, actually, what you're really saying there is you're talking about, in the case of widespread panic in groups like that, what you're really talking about is white middle-class kids or upper-middle-class kids as opposed to the poor who basically, they don't have the bread to go to a widespread panic concert.
Everybody looked white, or most everybody I saw, and yes, you're right, it was mostly folks in their 20s and 30s. I'm not up on widespread panic. It was actually a great group, well-behaved. I was impressed. Now, Louisville, 2 days before, had a much different experience. They had over 60 people arrested, and this was, like I say, 2 days before our concert. 60 people arrested, and we had some stuff, too. We had some heroin arrests and some LSD arrests and so forth.
Yeah, weren't the heroin arrests, weren't they people from here?
They were from out your
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they're from here. So if you find them guilty, why don't you just keep them?
Yeah, yeah. No. We don't want to send them back here, man. Send them back to where they were produced to begin with.
No, we don't want to get into that. All right. So far, I mean, I find nothing wrong with this. The only thing I would find would be kind of weird would be this. Do you have? Because I don't know, I haven't looked at your resume. I mean, do you have any kind of law enforcement background?
No, heck
okay,
no.
So, well, then, I mean, like, you'd go to the widespread panic concert, or...
I went
you
to
know,
four public housing developments the same night.
You know, if Jimmy Buffett came to town, I mean, you'd go there, too, but it's like, what could you actually do by being there?
Report activity is one thing, but the big thing is just shine a light on whether we are or we're not treating enforcement seriously. I don't believe you should have a bunch of laws in the books if you're not going to treat them seriously. Get rid of them. Let's quit pretending that they're real. Either make them real or get rid of them. And so I'm not there to be a policeman. I don't know how to do that. I don't want to do that. But I do want to make sure we're following our policies and treating them seriously. And, man, if there's another way to do this, I wish somebody would tell me. But all I know how to do is stir the pot up, become the brunt of everybody's jokes and ridicule, and kind of force some attention to the issue and nudge people out of their complacency, and those people being citizens and the folks, police and others who are charged to enforce these things.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Carl Mumpower, who is a Asheville City councilman.
A conservative Christian Republican city councilman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know, I'll have to sit down and talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know.
I'm everybody's nightmare.
Well, I don't think that necessarily makes you a nightmare. And actually, I think that this idea is pretty intriguing, of the idea that when it comes to the war on drugs, the quote-unquote war on drugs, and the idea of going after people for breaking the law when it comes to using drugs, what you said to me this morning is you're kind of raising the question about, okay, is there unequal enforcement of this? So are we looking at, say, for instance, are we looking, you know, at a certain class of economic people over this, and not looking at another? And when I worked in Chicago, I would always hear this argument that, yeah, the Chicago police are all over the South and West Side looking for dope. Meanwhile, people who are living in the high-rises along Lakeshore Drive are up on the 19th and 20th floor snorting cocaine.
Having coke parties, yeah.
Yeah, and there's no cops.
No, not so okay.
They're having it brought in.
Yeah, not okay. It's delivered, drugs in our community, and I imagine yours as well, are delivered like pizza. And that's not okay. And you're exactly right, to a lot of wealthy homes who don't have the scrutiny that others do. And that's not fair. If you're going to do this, you ought to do it fairly across the board. Socioeconomic, racial issues shouldn't come into the deal.
What about resources? What about money spent? We spend an awful lot of money in every community trying to get a handle on this problem. But as long as I can remember, we never stop at it. We're not very successful at it.
Well, we live in a society, to my perspective, that is a drug culture. And probably there are more abuses and as many deaths from prescription medications as non-prescription. I mean, our whole culture is looking for shortcuts to happiness and personal well-being. And we're kind of fighting a war. We mentioned one earlier, Vietnam, kind of in the same way. We're not fighting it seriously. We're not holding people accountable at the level we need to. We're not providing the resources. We're kind of playing at it. We don't have the treatment resources. We don't have the accountability resources. Here in town, for example, in North Carolina, you can deal crack cocaine probably at least three times, get caught, get busted, and convicted, and it'll be at least three times before you do any significant jail time at all. And we're talking about years before there's any accountability. So these young men, we have a 70% dropout rate in our community for young black males. That's horrific. We're destroying their future and really the future of our community with that. And so what do they do? You know, where do you go with that? What do you do with that? And then by the time we hold them accountable, they're career criminals. And I think that's a tragedy. We have to, it's not just about, you know, the worst thing we do is put people in jail. But you have to find ways to hold people accountable. And with this clumsy, awkward, silly system we have, we're just losing lots of souls, not only to the use part of the equation, but to the distribution part of the equation.
Well,
terrific.
How about this idea? What about the legalization of marijuana for those of us that are over the age of 21? I mean, you come from North Carolina. That's a tobacco state. You can go, and also there, as well as across this country, you know this. Although I haven't lived there in a long time, so I don't know. They still have those where you can only buy alcohol in state...
Brown bagging?
Straight state-run liquor stores? Did you
yes.
Okay.
North Carolina still state-run liquor stores.
All right.
I don't have any trouble with that.
Okay. You don't have any trouble with legalization of marijuana?
I think, to my way of thinking, marijuana, if you abuse it, if you become an addict, you'll become an airhead, but you don't become a predator. Crack cocaine, meth, those things, you inevitably become a predator. So I frankly wouldn't care if this culture ever got around to wanting to legalize marijuana. There's some smart things to that, but and putting our energy into the hard drugs would make sense. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we have the courage our politicians, I'm going to just be very direct with you, I think most of our politicians are cowards. They pander to the public's whims and don't have the juice, internal courage to step forward and face some of those issues. But I think we waste a lot of energy on marijuana.
Okay, then the other idea is changing the system so that it's about rehabilitation, not solely and completely about punishment, and trying to more effectively deal with the idea that these things that we're talking about, crack, methamphetamines, heroin, all of these things are highly, highly, highly addictive, and trying to keep folks from ending up back in the system again, which is not helping them and also is draining us of resources.
Well, let me make a point there. I like your thinking, but very few people go to jail for using drugs. I mean, we're not putting that many people in jail for dealing the things, or by the time we do, they're career criminals. We wait too late to hold them accountable. But people don't go to jail for the most part for using drugs, or not any significant jail time. They have some accountability. No question that treatment and rehabilitation is a weak link in the system. But let me make another point. If you don't enforce go after the trafficking and the distribution, what you basically wind up with, and we have it in this community, are recruiting stations for new addicts. And that's how we're going to win this war. We've got to find a better way to educate people, encourage people, and even frighten people from being recruited into that drug world. And this open-air drug market that we have in public housing, for example, in Asheville, is just like an Army recruiting station on the corner. And no matter how much you go after or provide rehabilitation to the users, if you don't strike the recruitment, then we're just selling out our next generation of children.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that.
You don't have some conservative leanings?
I'm back in Barack Obama, buddy, and we should be out of Iraq. And I know you're a Christian conservative, and that's fine, and I respect that. But there is a separation of church and state, and I don't want you. But we could go down that road on another time. But I'm going to get back to this thing about. Well, the reason I brought that up is because my idea would be to stop these folks before they become career criminals and wreck their lives. Plus, on top of that, I agree 100% about the distribution and selling, and I've seen the same thing that you've seen, and I've seen it in Chicago. I've seen it in the housing projects there. I also know that it goes on in wealthier areas as well.
Yeah.
So I know this is a problem. I think most Americans know this is a problem, and I think most Americans want to figure out some way to deal with it. But as I said to you before, thus far, we've really not had really good luck at this.
Yeah, well, I think that's because we're not committed, we're not dedicated. You know, so many people that as long as it's not knocking on their door, they're indifferent. Until their child gets caught up in drugs, they remain a silent voice. And I don't know how many people, you know, if somebody can show me somebody that's been able to get to a good life through drugs, I'll be more inclined to hush. But you just don't see that.
Only in my case, only prescription.
Yeah. I think that, you know, how could you argue against that? But I'm speaking of illegal drugs. And
yeah, I agree.
Drugs is a It starts out as a recreational use, and then, you know, life's hard. And you start out recreationally, you got to be real careful because it's when it gets hard, there's that temptation to reach for that relief, that shortcut to happiness. And we're just losing too many souls, too many good people. And you do wonder, how far down do we need to go before people step up and say, hey, I want to get involved. I want to get involved at some level. I'm going to quit looking away or quit running my mouth. And it's not about putting everybody in jail, but I'm going to get involved. I'm going to take somebody's hand and give them my heart and hand and try to help them. I'm going to get involved in treatment. I'm going to get involved in enforcement. I'm going to quit making fun of silly council members who are trying to do something different.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people who went after you. You took a lot of shots. But also, I have to say that in the Citizens Times and the way these articles portray you, it doesn't really mention the idea that on one hand, in your community, you're trying to control the problem in one segment of society, but then, you know, in the other segment, we have kind of, you know, you have kind of a loosey-goosey approach, and you're saying that if you're going to do this, you got to do it with everybody.
And listen, the Citizen Times knows this. They, you know, they can't cover everything, and I think a lot of people in this community know it. Just in January, I did a thing called 30 Visits in 30 Days, where I went to every public housing development we have. We have roughly 10, from any time from 6:30 in the morning to 2 a.m. at night, and by myself, and without anybody knowing when I was going or where I was going. And I did 30 observations, and in those 30 observations, I was directly solicited to buy crack cocaine 27 times. In 23 of the visits, 27 times I was solicited, and almost all the other occasions I observed somebody in some kind of drug transaction. And that was a pretty intense experience for me, but it was another of these efforts to shine a light on what's going on. I'm not running for office, by the way. Everybody always says that you're running for mayor. I'm in office for 3 years, and I don't like this stuff that much. But it did get things stirred up, and it was a fairly dangerous for me anyway. I got hemmed in several times and under some unpleasant circumstances, and I didn't enjoy a moment of it. But it shined a light on the misery of the people living there, the old folks living there, the young people, the kids being corrupted by the dealers, the shootings, the everything else. And so I don't just pick on free spirits at civic centers. I think you have to go wherever it's going on.
All right, Councilman, I appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate you getting on and talking about this. And thank you so much.
Anytime you want to debate conservative versus progressive, I would enjoy that opportunity. You're a lot of fun. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program.
Oh, yeah, you can come back anytime. And as a matter of fact, next time I have some free time, we'll call you and we'll get you on.
I'd love to.
Okay, thanks, Councilman.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There's Councilman Carl Mumpower. And all right, you want to pick up on this? Is there unequal enforcement here of drug? I'm grasping around here to try to figure out how to say this. Is there unequal enforcement on the war on drugs? And he said he had no trouble with the legalization of marijuana, which I've been advocating for a long, long time. But, you know, we call this a war on drugs, but then it's a war we don't win, and I don't know, what is the answer to this? And is the enforcement of it illegal? Like, in other words, unequal. Like, in other words, okay, you're after one segment of society, but then again, you really don't pay attention to another. I guess is what I'm throwing out here. I don't know, the war on drugs, this whole topic is so complicated.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price.
It's easy.
CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N, denver.com.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
No representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Join AM760 and rock the earth for an Earth Day celebration. Denver's own local musical talent, Rob Drapkin, will perform live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Sunday, April 22nd from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m. Spend Earth Day with some music, fun, and a chance to win prize. Log on to AM760.net for more information. It's an Earth Day benefit concert Sunday, April 22nd. Earth Day with AM760, Progressive Talk.
We're hanging out doing exactly what Bob is talking about. And how many of us had friends that were doing it? And we survived and they didn't. 7:30 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. And a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 55. I'm tempted to get back on this sex offender thing because I'm still getting email about that. But I'm also interested, too, in about this war on drugs. And Councilman Mumford was bringing up about how there seems to be this very big intense focus on impoverished communities over illicit drug use, but there doesn't seem to be much of a focus, really, on particularly middle-class, upper-middle-class drug use. In other words, you get caught or somebody tips off the cops that you're brewing meth in your backyard, you're going to get busted, but wouldn't you say there's a big difference between drug dealing and drug using in impoverished areas and, say, for instance, people who go to Red Rocks to see, name somebody, Crosby, Stills, Nash? Deep Purple? Jimmy Buffett? Fish? Is there a different attitude towards those folks? Like, have you ever gone to one of those concerts and people start lighting up? And what's your attitude about that? Because I've heard people go to those and they just joke about the fact that people are lighting up. I'm not on an anti-drug crusade here. I'm just wondering about this stuff. I'm just wondering about... See, this whole war on drugs, it seems to me that it's not... You know, it's another one of those things like, okay, war on drugs. It's another statement. It's a slogan. It's like something to coin a phrase... It's a selling point, but does it really work? No, it doesn't really work. It doesn't work. How are you going to control people's use of drugs? And what I'm talking about here is hard drugs. I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about hard drugs. How are you going to deal with that?
Jay, I mentioned to you earlier in the Asheville Citizen Times, they just today in today's paper, it mentioned how the city had asked for an additional $2.4 million this year to fight the war on drugs. And, you know, that comes out of your in my pocket.
Well, yeah, because they take it out of property taxes from the community you live in. Or they get, or they try to get federal assistance. But federal assistance to law enforcement has been cut back at a rapid rate.
Right, and that's just, you know, $2.4 million for one small city in America.
I should have asked the councilman that. I should have said, well, you know, you're a conservative Christian Republican. I mean, what's your feelings about money for this being cut back? Now, I know there's some of you out there who believe in the total and complete libertarian approach to this, which is okay, if you want to stay in your house and slam it all day, then what business is it of your neighbors, or what business is it of society? And I've heard that argument a ton of times, too. But are we really islands unto ourselves? We're not really islands unto ourselves. Because what people do, it affects the healthcare system. It affects the environment in which they're living in, which then affects the environment in which you're living in. So whether we like it or not, by virtue of the fact that we're all kind of living in the same area, we're all affected by the same things in one adverse way or another, and usually it ends up coming out of your pocket is how you're affected. So we can't just call the war on. Okay, you want to call it something else, but you can't, like, say, okay, we're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to let it go. Can you do that? I don't think you can get away with that. You got to do something about it. Question is, what do you do about it? And what's effective? What works? Increased education in the schools?
It seems like going after the users is the least effective way to do it.
Yeah,
and that seems like kind of what Councilman Mumpower was doing.
Well, he was saying that there should be equal. If you're going to do it on one segment of people living in a community, then you got to do it on everybody. It's basically what he's saying. You got to enforce it every place. He's just trying to get attention on the subject, is basically what he's trying to do. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour. I don't even have to talk to you about the use of drugs, Gina. You've never used drugs in your life and wouldn't know it if you saw it.
Oh, stop. I'm not proud of what I did when I was younger, but...
Oh, what are you saying? You had like a 30-foot hookah pipe? One pill makes you smaller, the other makes you tall.
I did a lot of stuff.
Smoking a hookah. Now, here we go. This is your traffic info from now on. Yeah.
That's a great song, though.
Oh, right, yeah. You remember? You know what? You weren't even alive when this was out, were you?
Of course I was.
Because I remember listening to this on the radio, like with your parents in the automobile, and you're back there going, I know what they're talking about. Mushrooms. You know, Alice in Wonderland. Lewis Carroll. And all that kind of stuff. And they're going, well, you know, that's a strange song, sweetheart.
Well,
yeah.
I've smoked some hash in my life and dropped a few Quaaludes. And
what? Quaaludes?
Yeah.
You?
25
you?
Years ago.
Quaaludes? Ugh. So you dropped Quaaludes and were running around like a loady butt? Is that what you're saying? God, I can't stand people who do downers.
Hey, I still graduated with, you know, a B minus or something from college. It's amazing.
I like downers. And they drool all over themselves? Oh, God.
Jay prefers uppers.
See, Jay knows all about it. How would you know all that?
Well, because my big, you know, a lot of people dream about retiring and they're going to go, you know, live on the edge of a golf course or and play golf every day or go sailing or see the world or do whatever. Not me. I want to move to the middle of the desert and slam crank every day until my body burns out. I have high aspirations in this society, I'm telling you. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, how much you want to bet? I don't work here anymore. Let's get that guy off the radio. I got my 6-year-old kid in the car. What's he talking about? Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
This music bed is tickling me. I'm not sure I can do traffic, but I'll try.
Yeah, this line here is really good, too. Listen. Hey, like, remember what the doorknob said. Feed your head. Oh, she must mean that we should, pull into Arby's right now. Or McDonald's to get something to eat. Is that what she's saying? That's what I thought it meant. Feed your head. What does that mean?
Want to come to my place and see my grow lights?
Okay. Oh, man. Do you think we better do some traffic here?
I think so.
You know, why don't we just call the whole show off? That's what I want to do. All right, let's take a look at the traffic.
Your Aurora commute still struggling a bit on that northbound side approaching Alameda. We had a rollover crash that was creating a lot of stop and go back to Iliff. Looks like the one we had southbound, though, that slowed down traffic Colfax to Mississippi is out of the way. Eastbound side of I-70, fairly heavy now, Sheridan to Brighton. We did have a crash right in the middle of that at Federal. That has been cleared as well. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning, turning cloudy with rain showers by afternoon and a high of 55. Currently fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and NBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip to the NBA Finals 2007. No purchase necessary. Sign up at toyotaowners.com and get details. That's toyotaowners.com.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Cindy Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Energy Hog the Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated!
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs!
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance for Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
You put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday Mixed Grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday Mixed Grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, he's better. Watch your speed. Trouble ahead.
Remember this rumor?
Trouble behind.
That used to be out.
And know that no
could be an an urban myth. I don't even know if it's true or not. Well, you know where they got the name for Coca-Cola, don't you? They used to put cocaine in it. Really? Man. I wonder I had an overwhelming urge to reproduce after six or seven cans. 7:43 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 55. Earth Day is coming up. And coming up after 9:05 this morning, I'll give you a chance to win a copy of a historic book on ecology and a historic book on the environment, Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, which kicked off most of the investigative journalism and the environmental movement back in the 60s and the 70s. Plus, we'll give you a copy of Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, and I'll give you a chance to do that after 9:05 this morning. Right now, we're talking about the war on drugs at 303-713-7600. And the idea that this has been going on forever and a day, they've been talking about this forever and a day. And when I say they, I'm talking about authorities both locally, statewide, nationally. And how much progress have we really made on this? And is it really a plausible idea that you would be able to, in any way, shape, or form, control people's drug use? And I'm not talking here, I'm not talking at all here about marijuana, which I believe should be legalized. What I'm talking about is harder drugs. Here's a instant message at am760.net. I did a report in college a few years ago regarding the futility of the drug war. Here are a few facts you might find interesting. The Department of Justice estimates that approximately 80% of all crime in the U.S. is either directly or indirectly related to drug trafficking. Heroin is less expensive and more potent than it was in the early 70s when the war on drugs started. Bureau of Justice statistics on drug arrests notice that they have steadily climbed since the early 70s, yet rate of usage, etc., has not gone down. And in conclusion, the war on drugs is futile, costly, and ineffective. The money could be spent used to fund a more productive activity, such as an education to reduce drug abuse, health care programs to treat drug addiction. And that's from Chris. And maybe that's what we ought to be thinking about here, is the idea of, instead of spreading this out, making surgical maneuvers here to deal with harder drugs, and also to get into the system and try to look at this as being, when it comes to addictive drugs, how about this idea? Looking at it as being more of a mental and health question than the kind of question where you would look at it as being a criminal question. Maybe that's the way to attack that point. And then the other point is the distribution. Let's go to Mita in Denver. Mita, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Just fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to point out that for some people, just strictly making them illegal, I mean, for me, it didn't stop me from experimenting with drugs in college, and I actually found certain, you know, hallucinogens very beneficial, and they, when I was thinking about things when I was on drugs, helped me become a progressive and a liberal, actually.
Wait a minute. Doing hallucinogens helped you become a progressive or a liberal?
That's right.
Well, oh, come on. How did that happen? I mean, what did you... Okay, first of all, what hallucinogens are we talking about here?
Psilocybin, LSD.
So what, you took LSD and suddenly realized you were a liberal?
Not so much like that. I mean, I was already someone who really has always fought for equality and justice. But, you know, I thought about capitalism in ways, how it really affects society. And I definitely attribute them to helping. I'm just saying it helped me. It probably wouldn't help everybody, and that's not what I'm saying. But it definitely opened my mind. And I think some people are just so curious that for them, maybe, like, experimenting a little bit to know what's really good and what's bad. Because, like, say, like, the D.A.R.E. program, you just learn that down the line, everything from marijuana to cocaine is, like, all the same effect on you. And clearly that's not true.
Well, Okay, first of all, there's nothing wrong with capitalism. That's number one. But you can't have...
Okay, well, that's your opinion, Jay.
Well, okay, but you can't have capitalism in its purest form. Because if you do, then what ends up happening is people get... I mean, it's just... It doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work. It won't work. It'll never work. And you've got to have some regulatory oversight. Because if businesses and others are left to their own devices, they will never totally do what's right unless they're compelled to do it, and history proves that point. But there's nothing wrong with entrepreneurship because the opposite of that would be total and complete state-dominated socialism, and that hasn't worked either. As far as taking LSD and doing those things, I don't know. I never had those much of profound experiences. I just saw the shag carpet move. I mean, basically, I don't know about that, but I don't think it's a good thing. And I don't think ever masking yourself from reality is a good thing. I think you should face it head on.
I mean, I understand that perspective, but I mean, my friends and I always joke that if we could just sit down and smoke a bowl with Bush, maybe he'd understand things a little bit better. And I do think there is an effect of certain drugs that are a little bit mind-opening, and that for some people it can be a very educational experience.
Well, wait a minute. When you're talking about smoking a bowl, though, now you're talking about you're kind of going over in the area of marijuana and all of that. And I don't advocate that being illegal. I advocate that being illegal for adults. But, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see taking hallucinogens as being that. So what would be your proposal? That people should be able to just, like, be able to go to Walgreens and go, can I have some blue window panes, please?
Not necessarily. I just don't think that they should be criminalized. Certainly... I was a straight A student at the University of California at Santa Cruz, and I had no problem functioning in society and being a good community member.
Yeah, but I work with an awful lot of people over the years, though, who did drugs, and you know, their lives fell apart.
I realize, but I also think that I don't know. There's definitely people out there who know how not to abuse them, and just. I mean, because experimentation is definitely something that people in their early 20s, like, want to do. And I don't know if making it illegal and criminalizing it is the way to go about it, is all I'm saying.
Well, maybe not criminalizing it in the sense of what society would say that a criminal should be, but I don't think legalizing it is the answer. And I think for those people who sell it and distribute it, then I think you once again, now you're in a whole other area there.
I do agree. Distributing it is a field I would never think is good. I would, yeah.
You know, but also extensive hallucinogen use, though, can produce psychosis, too. All right.
Yeah,
Nita,
definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.
Okay, see you later. It's 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. No, it's no hallucination. It's Monday, and we'll find out what's going on with the traffic. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with this car crash northbound 225 just before Alameda. Looks like it's been loaded onto a tow truck, but we've got a lot of stop-and-go traffic from Iliff all the way up to Alameda. Southbound 225 was a little sluggish as well. Colfax to Mississippi, that wreck has been cleared off the highway. Southbound 225, definitely a little jammed up now. Parker toward I-25, that's normal right now for your commute. Still have traffic pretty heavy on our eastbound routes, including 6th Ave out of Lakewood, definitely I-70 from Sheridan to Brighton, and eastbound C-470 across Highlands Ranch. We do have a two-vehicle wreck off the highway northbound Santa Fe at Evans. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning, turning cloudy with rain showers by afternoon on a high of 55. Currently fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to spend less on gas? carpool or vanpool to work, and feel free to...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Sorry, I must have misplaced your paperwork again, Mr. Padilla.
Miss Lopez just wouldn't fit with the other tenants.
Sorry, Miss Gupta. I can't help
Don't settle for answers that don't make sense. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Availability, safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax, and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Sorry, I must have misplaced your paperwork again, Mr. Padilla.
Miss Lopez just wouldn't fit with the other tenants.
Sorry, Miss Gupta. I can't help
Don't settle for answers that don't make sense. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuffle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Chance Thunderstorm, high today 55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, okay, we got 30 seconds. Yes, Brad in Denver. Brad, go ahead, man.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I just started listening to the show, but today, I mean, but I'm in full agreement with your notion that legalization and taxation of marijuana should happen. I wanted to say that I'm very glad that the young lady who just was the last caller on the show is not the spokesperson for legalization. You know, I've done some dubious drugs in my past too. But
all right, hang on a second, Brad. Let me put you on hold. I'm gonna talk to you off the air. Hang on. It's 7:58 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sex education doesn't work. We'll talk about it coming next.
Can't be So,
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you are suffering from menopause, call now to see Suzanne Summers live.
I call menopause the seven dwarves of menopause. Here they are. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up.
Every single thing that she said, I related to. Every single symptom, I said, that's me. And that's me, all my girlfriends, my mother. She's absolutely amazing.
Suzanne Summers is coming to Denver Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. for one day only. Don't miss this incredible two-hour seminar on how to beat menopause naturally.
The thing that really gives me hope and inspires me, and she reminded me of how I used to be before all my symptoms came into play. I think I found the answer is the thing that we've all been searching for. You guys have got to go.
To see Suzanne Summers live, call 800-600-9532. 800-600-9532. That's 800-600-9532. Or go to RadioHotFlash.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The East Coast is a mess.
Long commute today. Roads closed, flooding roads, rivers that weren't there before coming across the roads.
After a biblical downpour, flooding and wind damage are the big threats now from the Mid-Atlantic to New England. Martin Staunton with WKTV is watching a dam that could give way in Hamlin, West Virginia.
There's dozens of firefighters on the scene with maybe half a dozen heavy industrial-sized pumps. They're trying to slowly drain the lake. Now, here's the problem. It's a balancing act because we've already got high river-level flooding. They can't just pump, you know, this 6 or 7 million extra gallons of water out and dump it into an already flooded river.
Local officials are asking residents to evacuate nearby homes. Evacuations are also taking place in New Jersey, where Acting Governor Richard Cody says dozens of roads are underwater.
Clearly, if you don't have to go out, don't.
The Boston Marathon is getting underway right now, 2 hours earlier than usual because of the weather. The runners will have to brave occasional heavy rain, gusty winds, and temperatures that will feel like they're in the 30s. In Miami, jury selection started within the past hour for the trial of accused terrorist Jose Padilla. CBS's Peter King has that.
The military held Padilla for more than 2 years incommunicado.
The feds were essentially pushed into a decision where they had to release him outright or charge him, and so they've charged him.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the charges are a far cry from the original accusations that Padilla was going to explode a dirty bomb. Instead, he's charged with conspiracy and supporting terrorists. The jury will hear Padilla on tape and will have to determine his part, if any, in a terrorist plot.
The European Commission is the latest group to weigh in on the controversy surrounding World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz. The spokesman says the commission's concerned that Wolfowitz used his influence to get his girlfriend a big pay raise. Here at home, Washington watchdog Amy Gray says Wolfowitz should step down for the good of the bank.
I don't think Mr. Wolfowitz can get out of this one. I think the staff has lost confidence and divided house will not stand.
A new poll finds that Americans aren't better informed than they were 20 years ago, even with news on demand on cable and the Internet.
We found that the audiences for the comedy news shows were the most knowledgeable of anybody in the poll, the regular viewers of The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
Scott Keeter with the Pew Research Center. On the radio, CBS is filling Don Imus' spot on stations around the country with sports talk until it finds a permanent fix. Meantime, KCAA in Loma Linda, California is airing Imus reruns, beginning with a show that got him fired for racist and sexist remarks.
There may be basically some words that are used that may be objectionable to you, so be advised. This is the best of Don Imus from April 4th, 2007.
In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 59, NASDAQ's up 17. This is CBS News.
Whoa, Uncle Steve-O, can I lend you a hand?
risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it, trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time professional-looking documents. And WorkLife Rewards members receive 15% back on qualified design, print, and ship Depot purchases. Just bring us your document or go online at officedepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand. Minimum purchase spend required. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Gas prices on the rise here in Colorado. AAA says average price for self-serve regular in Vail went over $3 Friday. First time gas has topped $3 anywhere in the state since last year's record highs. Former Denver Nugget General Manager Kiki Vandeweghe is hosting a fundraiser today for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The Republican presidential contender is doing well in the polls, but his fundraising is lagging behind other candidates like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, even Mitt Romney. GOP Representative Marilyn Musgrave is building up her campaign coffers for 2008. Campaign finance reports filed this weekend show the Colorado Republican raised $250,000 during the first 3 months of the year and has got more than $267,000 cash on hand. Jurors in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio have the weekend off today. They'll be back in U.S. District Court in Denver for a third day of deliberations. And for skiers and snowboarders, it's the beginning of the end of winter. It was the last weekend of ski season at some resorts. This skier up at Keystone says came too soon.
It's too bad they're closing with such a big base. Last season, about this time, it was brown spots all over.
Vail and Breckenridge are open for one more weekend. Loveland and A Basin plan to stay open as long as the white stuff lasts. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. That road vehicle finally up on a tow truck northbound 225 at Alameda. So a little slowing back to Iliff. A lot of stop-and-go traffic now between 225 and Monaco on I-70. That's due to a multi-car wreck westbound near Holly. We have a second separate crash near Quebec, so really watch out for that. Eastbound side of I-70 having troubles on that Vasquez on-ramp, actually, to westbound I-70. Stalling your way, and northbound lanes of I-25 really starting to drag now from Emerson Street to Santa Fe. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. It'll turn cloudy with some rain showers by afternoon. High of 55. Currently fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
A chance of thunderstorms today at a high of 55. Low tonight, going to be around 36. They are saying there's about a 40% chance of rain or snow. But tomorrow, only isolated showers and a high of 56. Check this out on Friday. It could get as high as 69 degrees. So spring has sprung. But now, since I've said spring has sprung, you watch. Next week, there'll be snow in the forecast. I should keep my fat fly trap shut. Okay. 303-713-7600. By the way, coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the Karl Rove email snag and what's going on with that. We also have a report this morning that there have been shootings at a Virginia Tech campus. But there have been a lot of these kind of shootings going on, and I'm real tempted to talk about firearms, and maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Because I've got a story on that that I've been holding up and haven't done anything with. And I really want to get into this thing about where firearms belong in our society. But check this story out. This is from last week, and then there's also a newer story that came out on Friday about this. And this is debated in every community in which any of us have ever lived, live now, the entire state, the entire nation. This thing goes on and on and on, this topic. Abstinence-only educators say there's more to their programs than the Just Say No mantra of the anti-drug movement. But that's just what they're saying to Democrats looking to curtail a program that grew 17-fold from $10 million in 1997 to $176 million this year when the Republicans controlled Congress. Democratic lawmakers have introduced legislation promoting comprehensive sex education instead of abstinence-only curriculum. They want to send money to schools that stress abstinence while also instructing students about the health benefits and side effects of contraceptives. The abstinence groups aren't planning on losing any of their federal funding without a fight. They've opened their own trade association near the Capitol. So the debate is on here about whether abstinence only works and whether it is better to encourage kids to engage in abstinence, or is it better to educate them and have health, have sex education in school, or is it wise to do both? Now, there's a new study out that says abstinence programs are no guarantee. Students who took part in sexual abstinence programs were just as likely to have sex as those who did not. This is according to a study ordered by Congress. Also, those who attended one of four abstinence classes that were reviewed reported having similar numbers of sexual partners as those who did not attend the classes at all, and they first had sex at about the same age as the other students. This is frightening, 14.9 years, according to the Mathematica Policy Research Incorporated. The federal government now spends $176 million annually on abstinence until marriage education. Critics repeatedly said they don't believe that the programs are working, and the study will give them reinforcement. However, British administration officials cautioned against drawing sweeping conclusions from the study. They said the four programs reviewed, among several hundred of them across the nation, were some of the very first established after Congress overhauled the nation's welfare laws in 1996. And officials said one lesson they learned from the study is that abstinence messages should be reinforced in subsequent years to truly affect behavior. Well, what part of this works and what part doesn't? Now, maybe the best thing to do here is look at your own experience. Maybe you had parents who talked to you about sex. My parents never did, but maybe your parents did. Maybe they did. And did your parents ever sit down with you and they ever say to you, well, the only way to stay out of trouble is not to have sex? That you shouldn't have sex until you're married. So then ask yourself, what age were you when you had this discussion with your parents? And when your parents had this discussion with you, did you listen to what they were saying, or did you blow them off? Did you just sit there and act like you were paying attention, but deep down inside, you're thinking to yourself, this is lame? How about if you have kids? Did you sit down with your kids, and did you talk to them about sex, and did you recommend abstinence, or how did you handle this? Now, there are people out there, there's a lot of people out there who don't want sex education in schools. And one of the reasons they don't want sex education in schools is because they believe that it encourages sex. If you had any sex education in school, and I can remember having some. And most of it was BS, but I remember having it. Did it encourage you to have sex? Do you really believe that sex education encourages kids, teenagers, to have sex? I've always said this on the air. I really believe this. Sex doesn't need any promotion. It promotes itself. Even though we have a lot of it in our society, we've got a lot of it in the media. We have a lot of it. I mean, it's there. But I don't really think it needs any kind of promotion. And then the other thing is, knowledge is power. I mean, would most of us agree on that? That the more information you have about something, the better off you're going to be if you get the right kind of information. So, are teenagers better equipped to deal with this subject if they have been schooled on the health risks, if they've been taught about the side effects of contraceptives, if they've been taught or talked to about the reality of having premarital sex and becoming pregnant if you're a girl at a young age, or if you're a boy impregnating a girl and your responsibilities towards that? Because it seems to me that when we have these conversations, boys or men are basically left, they're basically given a break, and it's always like the woman's fault. And I think part of that comes from the fact that ultimately the woman or the girl has to say yes. Now, I know there's exceptions to this rule, but I never had it happen. I don't know if, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody could call up and go, well, wait a minute, I have, but I don't remember it from my wild teenage adolescent years. But this topic is hotly debated at schools. This topic is hotly debated at school board meetings. This topic is hotly debated in the state legislature. This topic is hotly debated everywhere about this idea of sitting down with teenagers and giving them education about sex. And how much do you level with them? Or does just getting them in a classroom and teaching them repeatedly that when it comes to sex, you just say no, does that work? Here's something else, too. Hypocrisy involved in this. How many of us are willing to come forward and say that we had had sexual experiences outside of marriage? Particularly, I'm talking about, I'm looking for a way to put this. Well, like we used to say in high school, I don't know if high school kids still talk this way, but going all the way. Okay, I mean, how many of us had those experiences and then turn around and you say to kids, don't do it, but you don't throw in the qualifier of don't do what mom and dad did? And, of course, this gets into the whole thing about, well, if you did have sexual experiences and then you turn around and you're advocating that abstinence is the only way to go, does that necessarily disqualify you from speaking out and taking that position, considering you did it when you were young? And this gets back to the whole argument about, well, you know, who are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to talk about Don Imus? After all, look what they did. Well, you could say the same thing about sex, too, couldn't you? Like, now you're telling us that we should Now you're going out and you're telling kids about abstinence, but when you were young, you didn't practice it. All right. I want to hear what you have to say about the tug of war going on between abstinence, the people who want abstinence. That's what they want to teach. And those who want to teach sex education. And I would favor sex education. And I don't mind talking about abstinence either, but I think you've got to give them the other part too. But I don't know if abstinence is really realistic. I don't know if that's realistic. 303-713-7600. And you know, the other thing too about, well, abstinence, why? Well, because you don't want to get a girl pregnant. You don't want to get pregnant from a boy, but what about the approach of, well, listen, you have sex before marriage, and I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to go to hell. We've also had that approach taken. Have you ever had that approach taken on you? Boy, you have sex outside of marriage. You have sex before marriage. That's a sin against God. So I should have said outside marriage. You have sex because that's wrong. But you, and I'm not saying the other's not wrong either, but this whole idea about, well, you have sex, you're going to burn in hell. That whole idea, you're going to go to hell. Does that work? Or does that, what that make you do is then later when you become an adult, you get married, then you have sexual hang-ups in your relationship, and you got problems.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
You know, everyone loves our new hardwood floors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone says they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh?
My mother, our friends, me. Okay, not everyone.
Right now, the Home Depot is helping you decorate from the ground up with 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring. Head in today for beautiful floors from great brands like Thomasville and Bruce. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 5-2 in U.S. only. See store for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
For you, just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
8:21, 21 minutes after 8. Boy, look at the board of callers here, and there's no men. Come on. None of you guys ever played nighttime baseball? Give me a break. Hey, attention homeowners, here comes the mortgage store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage rate. They guarantee you're going to save money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they're the guaranteed pros.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie works for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
Changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Colmes tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till J at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnights.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
Boy, George Michael from Wham, I Want Your Sex. Yeah, this is a guy who likes to go to the men's room in Echo Park in L.A., isn't it? To get caught, get busted for soliciting an undercover cop? Okay, Turk, very appropriate music. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 55. We're talking about abstinence. Abstinence versus sex education. I also like to remind you, too, and most of you probably don't remember this, but I remember it. The same social and political elements that rise up against sex education in schools, these are descendants of the same folks who used to say, rock and roll dancing leads to sex and pregnancy. Anybody remember that? I remember it. And we have no men here who want to talk about this. I find that to be really interesting. Okay, men, what do you say to your sons? Let's go to Sally in the Boulder. Sally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I think it's important that you have conversations with your kids. I'm a single mom. I'm the father and the mother. And I have three girls. So I grew up one of 11 kids where it was never spoke of because sex meant children. So I think it's very important, and I do speak openly with my children about it and their friends about it whose parents don't talk to them about it. So it's just basically educating these kids on the responsibility of what they're getting into. And, you know, a lot of the boys think that, you know, it's called hook it up now. They're going to get hooked up. And
yeah, you know, I always use that term, like, let's hook up. But I suddenly realized, somebody said to me, yeah, you know what that means? That means sex. So
yeah,
now I don't want to say to any female coworkers or whatever, well, let's hook up, you know?
Exactly. So, because it is. It's a whole different terminology of what's happening with the kids. But when I went to school, I mean, I graduated in the 70s, but it was... it was talked about, but very hush-hush. There were only certain things you were allowed to talk about without crossing the lines. But, you know, we talked to brothers and sisters. We all talked about it. And but I think that kids think it's embarrassing. You know, it's an embarrassment.
Well, they think mom and dad, they think adults are basically lame and don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. They just fell off a turnip truck. So, but I think it's important that there's a conversation, and I think it's when you were talking about that boys have a responsibility, or somehow the girl's fault, or, you know, it takes two to tango. So it's interesting that you brought that up. I was just having a conversation with my 14-year-old about it last night, who just happened to start a period, and it was like, oh, my gosh. You know?
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so would you put sex education in the schools?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think it's very important. And all I think it should be spoken about, you know, in an honest and open conversation where it isn't uncomfortable for kids. So you're doing a good job.
All right, Sally, thank you. I appreciate it. And good luck to you with your 14-year-old. And call me again.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See ya. Oh, boy. I wouldn't want to be 14 again for all of the tea in China.
And I want to teach my daughter abstinence, Jay. But I know it's not practical.
Well, yeah, but doesn't every father feel that way about their daughters? I think every father feels that way. When you see daddy's little girl grow up, it bothers you. Sue in the Littleton. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Is Jay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, doing good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, thanks. I am the mother of one boy, and he is fully grown. He's now 30. He's not a kid anymore. But I wanted to tell you what I did, and that was because we were living in the Bay Area in the early 80s when AIDS was really just, you know, flaring up. And my sister-in-law worked with a gentleman who died of AIDS, and that's what brought it to my attention. And so I started very, you know, at Jason's level, telling him, you know, that, you know, what AIDS, I was more concerned about AIDS than pregnancy, but I wanted him to know. And by the time he got to high school, it was no girl is worth dying over. You have, if you're going to have sex, you have to have protected sex. So I am really a advocate of sex education. Put it in the schools. That way they can all be embarrassed together instead of individually. So misery loves company. It can be with a person who is not a parent so that it's detached, it's clinical. And the other thing is I heard a statistic, and I don't know if it was on your radio last week or your station last week, but I think it was that there is an unwed teenage mother gives birth every 15 minutes in Colorado. Doesn't that say we need sex education?
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you something else I've never been able to figure out. I've never been able to figure out that those people who would tell you that they are against a woman's right to choose, but then they also do not want to offer any kind of funding to make alternatives available, or they don't want to provide any funding to talk to young girls early on about the consequences of pregnancy, because they basically, you're right, they don't want sex talked about in school on the taxpayer's dime, yet That kind of behavior always turns around to get all of us, including them, in the end.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd rather spend my money on preventative than after the fact.
Yeah, you know what? You got it. Sue, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Okay. All right, it's 8:30 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the tug of war going on over abstinence in the schools versus sex education in the schools. And, man, I don't want to sound radical, but I almost at some point think to myself, and I know this will drive some people crazy, we should hand out condoms. Now, there's no guarantee, but it's the idea of it. Get kids' attention. Now, there are going to be those that would object to that on religious grounds. I understand that, and I honor that. I think it's fine. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour. All right, Gina, I won't talk to you about sex education in school.
Okay.
Or abstinence. Or any of that stuff.
All right.
I bet you that's fine with you, isn't it?
Which? I'm sure you know what I think.
Are you against sex education in school?
No, not necessarily.
I mean, you know, come on. Knowledge is power. Why wouldn't you want to have knowledge?
I would agree with that point.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's better? And let's specifically zero in here on young women. Okay, which of these three approaches is better? Sex education combined with the idea of abstinence. Abstinence only. sex education only. So there's three. And here's the last one. Have sex before marriage, you're going to hell. Okay, which of those, which of those would you choose?
I would choose number one.
Yeah, I think I would too. Okay, that's pretty reasonable. All right, let's find out about what's going on traffic-wise here.
Okay, we have a lot of stop-and-go now on I-70 between Chambers and Monaco. It'll be on those westbound lanes. We had a multi-car wreck right near Holly, separate crash near Quebec, so obviously that's the major stretch right now where we are struggling. Problems on the Vasquez on-ramp, westbound I-70, also had a stall there. Eastbound I-70 looks like at Pecos. We have a disabled vehicle. And northbound lanes of I-25, pretty heavy now, sluggish from the bridges all the way to Santa Fe. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning, turning cloudy with...
Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Michael's AM760 Progressive Talk.
Where's that big sale?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time...
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
We'll need a larger security deposit before we can rent to your family.
You can't have more than three kids in an apartment. I don't care if it's a family unit.
Your kids need to stay out of a swimming pool at all times.
If your children make too much noise, we can...
Don't accept lies about your family when looking for a place to live. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. J.J. O'Brien, project manager for Washington Group International, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
After taking a look at the other business schools, there was really only one clear choice. University of Colorado's Executive MBA program is the best because it allows you to keep working and it draws faculty from three accredited campuses, not just one. I've never invested time in anything more worthwhile. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, right? 8:37, 37 minutes after 8. Let's get down to it. So you're like driving around in your car with your kid, and you hear Cozy FM. And you're going, yeah, this is, you know, this grooves. Meanwhile, your kid's in the back seat going, I know what this is about. Does Cozy play this? No, this might be too hip for them. Okay.
28 minutes after the hour, chance of thunderstorms. High today, 55. 30% chance of thunderstorms. Let's get back on the phones here about abstinence versus sexual education, and how about both, or how about neither, or where do you stand on this? Let's go to Tori in Golden. Tori, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a nurse midwife, so when the prevention doesn't work, I'm the one that gets paid to deal with the issues.
Oh, wow.
And I have delivered girls, well, one girl who was 13, and I now have a 13-year-old son, so it's a little unnerving.
She was 13 and she was pregnant?
She was delivering. She was 12 and she was pregnant.
Well, okay, all right. First of all, were her parents there?
Her parents were there, but there wasn't a great relationship, no. And it was heartbreaking because she acted just like a 13-year-old. Kind of whiny, and it was scary. Anyway.
Were her parents embarrassed?
You know, it's... When you get to labor and delivery, people aren't thinking about that anymore. They're really kind of just dealing with, is the baby okay? Is the mom okay?
But well, you know what? You speak for yourself. I'd show up with a bag on top of my head.
Now, you show up with a bag on top of your head when you come to prenatal care. By the time you get to delivery, you're not thinking about that so much anymore. But anyway, my son is 13. It makes me very nervous. And with the way DNA testing is going now, it's not like when I was a kid where boys just walk away. Not that I recommend that, but he can't. If he and a girl get her pregnant, he's going to be a dad, and he's going to be a dad for the rest of his life. So I get pretty nervous, and I think the school programs are totally inadequate, even when they're there, because it's not just about knowledge. It's about decision-making.
So well, he goes, we don't get into any of that stuff, because you even try to get into a little bit of that. You even try to get a little bit of decent sex education, And elements of the society go berserk.
Well, they do, because the assumption in decision-making is that he's going to make the decision. And, well, he is. But people don't like to face that. Anyway, he goes to one at his church. It's a year-long thing for seventh graders. And it's you have to guarantee, you know, you have to commit to come to the whole year. They have two-hour sessions, so my husband and I stand around and wait for an hour for him to get done. But it's good, because it's not just about the plumbing, which is what I talk to total strangers about all the time, and I've talked to him about for years. I mean, he understands how pregnancy works, and he understands that sex can get you pregnant, but the knowledge isn't enough. So they talk about abuse, they talk about peer relationships, they talk about decision-making, they talk about pressure, they talk about consequences. And they've been talking about it all year long, and not to their parents, but to a couple of cool people at church that they think are pretty cool.
I think that's a great idea.
It is good. Do you want to really laugh?
Hmm.
The parents had to be oriented for the kids to do it. And they showed us slides that they were going to show the kids during the year. And these slides are very explicit about the plumbing piece. It's got drawings of people having intercourse, making love, and it's all kinds of different people. It's old people, it's disabled people, it's black, it's white, it's men and men, it's women and women, it's men and women, it's everything. And they make it very, very normal. And I saw that, and I wanted to scream. I thought, you're not going to show my baby those pictures, are you?
Yeah, chances are, though, your baby already knows what that's about.
Well, it's better that he see those pictures than what he'll find on the net.
Yeah, or as we used to as kids, you'd find laying by the railroad tracks.
Well, yeah. And I do teach him abstinence in addition to all that. I've been telling him for years, you know, what they call people who have sex is parents. So if you don't want to be a parent, then you need to wait. Because birth control is great, but it's not 100%.
Yeah, see, I think it's about a much better approach than going to kids and telling them either two things. One, have sex, you'll go to hell. And two, have sex, particularly in the case of girls, have sex and, yeah, people think you're a whore. I mean, better to say, have sex, become a parent. Want to be a parent at 14? I don't think so.
But you really have to say it over and over, because they really have that, you know, Superman thing where, oh, well, other people might get pregnant, but I'm not going to have that problem ever. Nothing will ever happen to me. So I've said it to him over and over, and a couple of times I said, you know, if you have a baby, you and a girl have a baby at 16, don't think I'm going to take care of your kid for you so you can go to college. It's not going to happen. And he said to me one time, why do you keep telling me that? I said, because when you get tempted, I want you to remember my words and think about them. And he said, well, what makes you so sure I'm going to be tempted? I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, because that's human nature. Well, it's too bad we can't put this kind of stuff in the public schools, but we can't because we have those people out there who don't want it, and they'll fight it tooth and nail thinking that the only way to handle it is to sit down and tell kids that abstinence is the only thing that works.
Yeah.
And no, you gotta explain the whole, I think you gotta unfold the whole blueprint and let them in on the whole game plan.
Yeah. Well, and it has to be more than just this is the information. It's got to be training in how to think about it and how to make decisions. And people don't want to admit to themselves that teenagers make these decisions whether they want them to or not.
Well, my Johnny would never do that.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear that?
Yeah, well, I've even said it sometimes.
Well, we all say it, but it doesn't necessarily make it so. Tori, thank you. Great call.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Ooh, I like her. I like that call. Let's go to Matt and Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Matt.
Well, I just wanted to say that I've got three girls, and thankfully they're not quite old enough for the discussion yet, but my wife helps keep me grounded. I mean, as a dad of three girls, you want them not to even think about it, but that's just not realistic. I think school should definitely teach all sex education. They should hand out condoms. They should explain what happens, you know, once you have a kid. It's your kid for life, and you know, like you were saying in the last call, I think it's the reminding them that they're going to become a parent, I think, would be a really good thing because, I mean, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, well, Tori's statement about what she tells her son, which is kids, you know, young people who have sex become parents, to me, that's brilliant because, you tell that to your kids over and over again, and eventually, and you start when they're young, eventually it'll eventually sink in, and I think it works. And plus, on top of that, that's the reality of it, really.
Absolutely, and I think that I think that reminding your daughter that she's going to have to be a mom.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
That might be worse than anything else. Oh my gosh, they're going to be one of you. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You want to end up like your old man? Right?
You want to end up watching football on Sunday in a beer belly? And
yeah, there's too much to do in the world. All right,
man.
Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Bye.
Boy, he's right about that, too. What about that if you said that to your kids? Well, you want your kids to look up to you, right? But what's wrong with leveling with them and telling them the truth? Okay. You don't like me to tell you what to do? You don't like me to ask you questions about where you've been? You don't like me to ask who you've been with? You don't like me to tell you to turn that off? Don't listen to that? Talk to you about drugs? Talk to you about all these things? Okay, no, you know what? Go out and have sex, and then you'll have to do it with a kid yourself. Not to say that having children is bad, but you got to have them when you're ready. 303-713-7600, the tug of war over teaching abstinence in school. Do we teach abstinence only in school? Do we teach sex education mixed with abstinence? Or do we not confront the topic at all at public learning institutions? Do we say, well, if it's not done in the home, the church, the synagogue, the mosque, then it's not going to get done. We're not going to confront it. And does that really help? Does it benefit to just try to ignore it? I don't think so. 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being part of this morning. And let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with these couple of separate wrecks. Westbound I-70 near Holly, second one near Quebec. That is really causing some heavy stop-and-go traffic now either side of 225. That extends from Chambers to Monaco. Again, that's westbound I-70, so be aware of that if you're trying to make the merge there off of 225. Still have northbound 25, very slow between Emerson Street and Santa Fe. Eastbound 6th Avenue, of course, all of our eastbound routes are bogged down now, but definitely eastbound 6th out of liquid from Wadsworth toward I-25 and E-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy this morning, but it'll turn cloudy and rainy by this afternoon. High of 55, right now fair and 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Join AM760, Progressive Talk, as we welcome Tom Hartman to Colorado.
Created by We the People.
This is absolutely incredible.
Thursday, May 17, Tom will broadcast live from the Boulder Theater from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see him. Tickets are free, but space will be limited. So pick up your tickets today at our Denver or Boulder studios. For ticket information, log on to am760.net. It's the Tom Hartman Program, live from the Boulder Theater, May 17, with AM760 Progressive Talk.
8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Boy, I was just thinking about what I said before, the traffic. Growing up, I could never imagine talking to my rabbi about sex. Never mind the fact that he threw me out of the temple. He bounced me for mouthing off. This is a well-known fact. This is true. You go out, you buy a new car. If you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. You lose money. Best thing to do is let somebody else take that financial hit. You pick up the savings and get a hell of a deal. And the place to do that is Rocky's Autos, because they have the largest selection of clean late model vehicles in all of Colorado, including 07s. And they've got everything that you can think of out there. Over 600 vehicles on the lot ready for your personal inspection. Or go check them out online at rockysautos.com. And they got great people working out there, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshears, and Spanky Herrera, and Adolph's out there, and Juan, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and Jim Monroe, all kinds of folks working out there that'll help you out, that are dedicated to making sure that you get treated the way you should be and to get the kind of deal that you really deserve and the kind of deal that you really want. Rockies has been family-owned and operated, and they've been that way since 1982. Mary and I have bought many cars from Rockies, and we'll continue to keep buying from them because we've had nothing but good experiences out of Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and today looks like it's going to be a pretty good day to go, you know, look at automobiles. So keep that economic tip in mind about driving a car off the lot. It immediately depreciates. So why not save money and do it with Rockies? Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Honey, our computer acts like it's possessed.
This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Let us come to your home or office and clean your computer with spyware and Trojans. We'll also teach you how to keep your system clean and safe in the future. All of this starting at just $89.95.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414. Or if you can get online, go to pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The following is a paid advertisement. Trip includes hotel accommodations and show tickets only.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and I just saw the latest Bond movie, and I can tell you, the film was incredible. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take a couple of moments and talk to a former James Bond babe? She's on the phone right now. She starred in Charlie's Angels and that 70s show, and from the Bond movie, A View to Kill, it's Miss Tanya Roberts. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about, Jay, is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we just completed an unbelievably gorgeous resort in Vegas, Tahiti Village.
Oh, wow. Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs, and the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer, a special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM 760.
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary three-day, two-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas's hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, two nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again, can you, one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW, that's 877-88-GO-NOW. Go now.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This was a paid advertisement from Consolidated Resorts.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I smell sex and can end it here. Who's that lounging in my chair?
8:54, 54 minutes after the hour. We're talking about sex education versus abstinence in the public schools. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for joining me. Chance thunder showers. High today 55, although it looks great out there now. So I think I'll just leave an hour early. No, coming up next, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Karl Rove White House email problem. And they've got one, 5 million missing emails. And we'll get into that. Let's go to Keith in Greeley. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, before I start, I'm a member. I'm an owner of Tahiti Village.
Oh, good
that's
for
a,
you.
That's a killer deal. All them people out there need to get to look into that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, hey, today I agree with you, Jay.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked, Keith.
But I think that they need... I think that sex education needs to be in the schools. But I think it needs to start earlier and teaching kids more than just sex education. Teach these kids how to respect themselves and how to have dignity and pride in themselves. So that they, because I think my wife now, she was 14 when she had her first kid. It wasn't her and I, but it was her. And I think a lot of it has to do with the parents. I don't think that the schools are the ones that, I don't think they're responsible for teaching this to them, but I think it helps. I think the parents need to get involved and teach these kids and talk to their kids and love their kids and just, I don't think it's all the school's responsibility to do it.
Well, I don't think it's all the school's responsibility either, but I think that you in today's world, and you know what, it's not only today, this has always been true. I think you get into a situation where what do you do if you don't have parents who either they're not there to talk to their kids about it, or they're incapable of talking to their kids about it. A lot of parents can't confront their children about this stuff.
Well, it is scary. We've got kids. Well, I mean, my wife's oldest is 17 now, and we got them ranging from 8 to 17, and it's tough to sit down, and you just have to kind of remove yourself from being that child's parent. And talk like I was talking to you. And this is, you know, hey, you got to take care of yourself. You got to start having pride in yourself. Because, I mean, I teach my girls the same thing I teach the boys. You know, we got a house full. We got a Brady Bunch, three boys, three girls. And I teach the girls, you know, hey, if one of the boys is hitting you, you need to beat the crap out of it.
That's not an answer. What, you got to beat the crap out of him? Well, you just talk about teach the boy. You teach the boy, hey, you know what? Hitting women is not right.
Well, but here's my thing, and that's what I do. I teach my boy.
But you go to jail for that.
No, well, yeah. You don't hit girls. But see, what I've tried to do is I've tried to use a little bit of psychology in this, and I've got a couple of pretty dang tough girls. And if a boy gets the crap beat out of him by a girl, that's pretty mental. And that, I'm telling you, we've had lots less problems since I went at it that way.
Well, I think you should teach your kids not, you don't settle things through beating the crap out of each other.
Well, no, but I mean, it's hard to teach a boy, a 6 or 7 or 8 year old boy, not to hit. You don't hit a girl. Don't hit a girl. Don't hit a girl. You know, because I think it's when they're young, if they get hit, they want to hit back. So, I mean, you got to teach them, and we're kind of getting off subject, but, I mean, you got to teach these kids to take care of themselves and to have respect for themselves.
Yeah, I understand respect for others, but the other thing is, when it comes to the topic of sex, as I said before, there's a lot of well-meaning parents out there, and then there's a lot of kids out there who don't have, whose parents are absent from that situation. But there are a lot of well-meaning parents out there, but Keith, they can't talk to their kids about this. And you know what? As a society, we need to protect them and ourselves. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I agree.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Coming up next, Karl Rove, email scandal. Stick around.
She's an Academy Award-winning actress, director, and producer. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Goldie Hawn April 23rd at the Buell Theater. For more information and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
If you are suffering from menopause, call now to see Suzanne Summers live.
I call menopause the seven dwarves of menopause. Here they are. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up.
Every single thing that she said, I related to. Every single symptom, I said, that's me. And that's me, all my girlfriends, my mother. She's absolutely amazing.
Suzanne Summers is coming to Denver Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. for one day only. Don't miss this incredible two-hour seminar on how to beat menopause naturally.
The thing that really gives me hope and inspires me, and she reminded me of how I used to be before all my symptoms came into play. I think I found the answer is the thing that we've all been searching for. You guys have got to go.
To see Suzanne Summers live, call 800-600-9532. 800-600-9532. That's 800-600-9532. Or go to RadioHotFlash.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mick Young. A deadly campus shooting today. Officials in Blacksburg, Virginia, say one person is dead, another wounded at a Virginia Tech dormitory. Clark Ruland, a sports writer with the school's newspaper, says the shooter is still at large.
There's been sirens that they've installed here on campus that have been saying to stay indoors, and this is a state of an emergency. All the classes have been canceled for the day, so everybody's just trying to stay low.
This is the second time in less than a year that the campus has been closed because of a shooting. But getting around is no picnic in the Northeast, where a strong storm continues buffeting the region with high winds and heavy rains. It's been a test for this New Yorker.
It was really bad. Roads are just flooded. It took me a long time to get here.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes is at LaGuardia Airport.
We've talked to a lot of travelers here this morning who are frustrated and have very sore backs after spending the night here last night. The weather is better today, but already several flights have been canceled. Travelers are being strongly advised to call their carrier before they leave home. But when you're dealing with a nor'easter like this, even that isn't foolproof.
And in Hopkinton, Massachusetts... And they're off on the 26-mile trek to Boston. Thousands of runners braving the rain and a stiff headwind to compete in the 111th edition of the Boston Marathon. Global warming is a reality and a potential national security threat, says a group of highly regarded military officers. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is live with the details.
Nick, in a new report, 11 former high-ranking officers warn that climate change will increase instability and impact American military operations around the world. Rising ocean levels, droughts, violent weather, will extend the war on terror, they predict. As for those who claim there's no scientific certainty about global warming, retired Admiral Joseph Preer says the military can't just plan for absolutes.
If you wait for 100% certainty, usually you're too late to act.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Don Imus may have had the plug pulled on his syndicated radio and cable show last week, but that doesn't mean that he didn't make an appearance on the air today. Loma Linda, California radio stations decided to air reruns.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be broadcasting here on KCAA the April 4th program of Imus in the Morning.
It was on that show that Imus made the remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team that triggered the firestorm that led to his dismissal. Well, we've never had more sources of news and information than we have today, and yet Americans aren't that much more clued in to current events than they were 20 years ago. One example, according to a new poll, Scott Keeler is with the Pew Research Center.
In 1989, when people were asked to name the vice president, 74% could correctly say it was Dan Quayle. Today, that number is 69% who can name Dick Cheney.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 88 points, the NASDAQ up 20. This is CBS News.
Never miss your favorite shows with a free DVR upgrade from Dish Network. Introducing Dish DVR Advantage. The two-room DVR comes standard. Plus, get over 200 channels, free standard professional installation, and 3 free months of HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, or Starz Movie Pack. All for just $39.99 a month for 10 months. Call 1-888-499-DISH today. Offer ends 5/31/07. Subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee, 18-month commitment, and credit card autopay with online billing. 10-month discount requires mail-in redemption. Restrictions apply, including early cancellation fee.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? Well, it doesn't have to. The answer is simple. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda Certified Used Cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Town officials in the small Boulder community of Lyons are set to discuss a proposal tonight restricting where sex offenders can live. Supporters are worried that restrictions in larger cities will force sex offenders into smaller towns and rural areas like Lyons. A man is dead after a canoeing accident in Larimer County.
Two adult males and one juvenile, 10 years of age, were in a canoe on Dowdy Lake when it overturned, causing the three occupants to fall into the water.
Larimer County Medical Examiner's Office says 35-year-old Edwin Hyden drowned in the accident. His brother and 10-year-old nephew survived. Dowdy Lake is in the Red Feather Lakes area. It's a time of waiting and hoping for dozens of people burned out of their homes in Dillon. Fire destroyed at least 4 units at the Dillon Valley East condominiums. A number of other units were damaged, and about 50 people had to find someplace else to stay.
A lot of people are renters, so in this case, if they can't return, we do have a plan as far as providing services to help them either locate new places, or if they have new places, to help them replace some of the items that they lost.
Linda Ishman with the Red Cross says could be sometime today before those people know when or if they can return to their condos. And a proposed overhaul of the agency that oversees oil and gas development in Colorado is on tap for a state Senate committee agenda today. The senators considering legislation changing the makeup of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which critics charge is way too cozy with the industry. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Stop-and-go traffic still had some of that starting to shake loose from Chambers toward Monaco along I-70 westbound. That was due to a couple of wrecks that we had there, one near Holly, the other near Quebec. Other areas for heavy traffic, shaken loose for sure, 225 across Aurora, C-470 Highlands Ranch. You can still expect some heavy conditions along southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and 58th to Spear downtown. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy this morning, but we'll see some clouds and rain showers by afternoon with a high of 55. Tonight,
what if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
9:07 this afternoon, 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of thunderstorms, high today of 55. George Bush is speaking now on the Iraq War Supplemental Bill. Do you think anybody listens to him anymore? We should ask that. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow. Does anybody listen to him? Does anything he say makes any difference? Do you believe anything he tells you? Okay, never mind. Look, Earth Day is April the 22nd, and AM 760 wants to test your knowledge of Earth Day trivia. The first person to call 303-631-2760 and correctly answer the following question will win a copy of Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. This is the book that helped kick off the environmental movement in this country in the 60s and 70s. Courtesy of our friends at the Tattered Cover, what a great place that is, and a DVD copy of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. So here's this hour's trivia question. If you know the answer, 303-631-2760. True or false, plastic soda bottles can be recycled into food containers. Be the first caller now at 303-631-2760 to correctly answer the question, and you win. True or false, can plastic soda bottles be recycled into food containers? So if you know the answer, call 303-631-2760 and you win. It's as simple as that. All right. It's 9:09, 9 minutes after 9. Anne Wiseman serves as Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, Crew's chief counsel. Prior to joining Crew, Ms. Wiseman served as deputy chief of the Enforcement Bureau at the Federal Communications Commission, where she had responsibility for all of the Bureau's telecommunications matters. Before that, she worked in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. And let's say hello. And welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
Boy, I'd like to just ask you about the FCC. Never mind about Karl Rove. Did you work there under the, let me just ask you real quickly, did you work there under the current makeup of the FCC, or was that before?
I worked there before under Michael Powers' leadership.
Under Michael Powell's leadership, huh?
Right, when he was chairman of the FCC. Now it's Kevin Martin.
Oh, did we have an FCC when Michael Powell was sitting on it?
Well, I think that's an issue on which a lot of people might have a lot of strong opinions.
I mean, did we have an FCC at that time? Do we have an FCC? I don't know if we do.
You know what? Let's stick with the scandal du jour, which is White House email.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about this White House email situation. For those folks out there who don't totally understand or get what this is about, or would buy the line that this is no big deal and what's the problem, address those things.
Okay. First of all, let's be clear what we're talking about. There are actually two separate email scandals going on, although I think the press has tended to blur them. One is the fact that we now know that a lot of top officials at the White House were using outside email accounts to conduct business, and specifically the RNC, the Republican National Committee. People like Karl Rove were told 95% of his email was done through his RNC account. We also know that the RNC has purged all those emails up to and including August of 2004. That's one scandal. The separate scandal that Crew learned of and made public last week is that on the White House servers, with White House email, there are roughly 5 million missing email that are missing from a 2.5-year period, from March 2003 through October 2004. So taken together, you have an administration that is not complying with its legal requirements to preserve records, and in fact is knowingly using systems that aren't going to preserve, and there's certainly a strong suggestion they're doing that so that the public won't have access to the way they conduct business. And it's really troubling when we're talking about someone like Karl Rove, because we know that a few years ago when the Department of Justice was doing its leak investigation into who disclosed Valerie Plame Wilson's covert identity as an agent at the CIA, they told the White House, preserve records. And yet we know that at least as to the records Karl Rove was creating on his RNC account, they continue to be destroyed. And we know that 5 million emails on the White House servers themselves, separate and apart from all the RNC email, that they were missing as well. And the White House knew about it in the fall of 2005. Harriet Myers, then White House counsel, was fully briefed on the problem with the White House servers. They were given a plan to recover the 5 million missing email, and they never implemented it. They never implemented it, and they kept using a system to save email that doesn't work. And we know it doesn't work because it lost 5 million email. So, you know, this seems to be purposeful conduct on the part of this administration, and we should care for, I think, a lot of reasons. One, they're violating the law, and the law was enacted to make sure that people like you and me and the American public have access to what our government is doing and what our president does and how they do it. And secondly, they could be thwarting criminal investigations.
All right. Could they, if it turns out that they were doing political work on the taxpayer's dime, specifically involving the federal prosecutor's scandal, and maybe other things, is that a violation of the Hatch Act?
Well, it is, but let's be clear. When you talk about political work, the Hatch Act defines it pretty narrowly, and usually when they're talking about political work, they're talking about, you know, partisan campaigning, for example. That you cannot do, they cannot do, using taxpayer paid for equipment. They can do it at the White House. People like Karl Rove and others are different than most of the federal employees. Those people at the White House who were paid for out of the Executive Office of the President's accounts are allowed to do political work on the job. But what the Hatch Act says, if they do it, they can't do it using any facilities that are paid for by federal funds. So they can't use government computers, and they can't use government email accounts. And if they do, they'd have to pay it back. And that happens all the time. I mean, we're told, for example, Air Force One is sometimes used, you know, to fly the president or the vice president to a political event. And what happens is the government just gets reimbursed for that part of the trip that's attributable to politics. But when you're talking about weighing in on things like the U.S. Attorney's Office scandal, or in the case of the Jack Abramoff emails about, you know, who should get what positions at the Interior Department, that's not political within the meaning of the Hatch Act. That's official government business.
So the other, so the flip side of this, the other side of this, would be that if Congress were to get a hold of those emails, particularly the ones on the RNC servers, and also the ones on the White House servers, they could find out that, and could have documented proof that Karl Rove had more of an involvement in the Valerie Plame situation than we know of. And so, therefore, do you think the investigation should be restarted?
Absolutely. And, in fact, last Friday we sent a letter to Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald asking him to do just that, because we said, in light of these revelations, you have no assurance that you got everything you were entitled to get. And like I said, I mean, it's been reported that Karl Rove used his RNC account 95% of the time. So how could there have been, you know, a complete record of his actions turned over to the special prosecutor? We just don't think it happened. So, yes, we think that that investigation very much should be reopened.
9:16, 60 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Ann Weinstein, who is the chief counsel for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW. What do you say to Republican critics who would say to you, well, this is much to do about nothing and no law has been broken, and what, you know, what's the point in all of this?
Well, laws have been broken. The Presidential Records Act has been broken. And more seriously, if in the face of knowing about a criminal investigation and getting a preservation order, they continue to destroy email or knowingly refuse to restore email, that's obstruction of justice. And so this is no small matter. And all you have to do is look at what happened at the end of the Clinton administration. There were problems with their email system, and there was a huge furor. There was a GAO did an investigation. Congressman Dan Burton held hearings. Courts got involved, and there were all sorts of allegations that this was purposeful. So, you know, I think that they're just missing the point. These are not small matters. And, you know, we know that this is an administration that is committed to secrecy, and this is just one more piece of that puzzle that shows us just how far they will go to make sure that we don't find out what they did and why they did it.
Yeah, funny. I don't think Dan Burton has much to say about this, does he?
Yeah, he does seem to be rather silent these days, doesn't he?
Are there any Republicans at all who have, other than maybe the Arlen Specter, are there any Republicans at all that have raised any questions about any of this?
I know that Arlen Specter is one. I find it hard to believe that he is alone in that. But, of course, you know, the charge is really being led by Congressman Waxman and Senator Leahy and Schumer. So, you know, the Democrats are now in charge, and they are taking the lead and looking into these issues and holding hearings.
You think we'll ever get to the bottom of all of this? What's your feeling about that?
I think it's going to be difficult because, you know, we're talking about records that were supposedly destroyed. And if, in fact, they truly were destroyed and there's no longer, you know, any way to retrieve them, the White House might just have gotten away with something.
Yeah, but experts say that that's not true, that you can never get rid of emails.
Well, I presume what they're talking about is that there are backup tapes and you can usually, you know, forensically go in and retrieve. And I just don't know what record exists. As I said, I know back in the fall of 2005, the White House was told it could recover the missing 5 million emails, and it chose not to do so. And we can only hope and pray that it's still the case that they can be recovered.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make the case that we should nail, say, for instance, Karl Rove for anything and everything, although I'd love to see him get nailed. But it seems like no matter what goes down from Valerie Plame to everything else, it seems like he manages to somehow get out of it every single time.
That's right, but keep in mind that until very recently, there hasn't been a lot of oversight over the White House. And now we're seeing a Congress which is willing to have, you know, aggressive oversight, and maybe that will change.
And when do you think Prosecutor Fitzgerald will answer you, or do you think that
I have no idea.
Do you think he'll answer you at all?
That I don't know. I have to believe, though, that we won't be the only entity calling on him to consider reopening his investigation.
All right. Ann Weissman, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being on the show on short notice, and would love to have you back sometime to talk about the FCC.
Well, that's a different story altogether, but thank you for having me.
Well, I'd love to talk to somebody who's been on the inside of that, because I got a million questions. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Take care.
All right. There's Diane Weissman. She serves as Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington's Cruz Chief Counsel. It's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's move to open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. And I got emails to read, and we'll talk about whatever may be on your mind. You want to go back and talk about what to do with sex predators? We can talk about that. You want to go back and talk about sex education in school? We can talk about that. You want to talk about any of this stuff? We can do it. Hopefully tomorrow we're going to talk about ethanol, which a lot of you have sent me emails saying that you discount it and really are not for it. But we're gonna try to talk about that. Also, there's been another shooting today. One killed and one wounded in the first shooting at Virginia Tech. There's been a whole spate of these things going on around the country. And we're going to talk about guns and their place in society.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited.
The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I'm going to ignore him. Okay, John. Play some Widespread Panic and you'll feel better. Attention homeowners, here comes the mortgage store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. I wasn't joshing you about this. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate the mortgage store is offering, and only the mortgage store is offering. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out of pocket closing costs. They're open till 8 and Saturdays too. It's easy, and it may be tax deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee they're going to save you money. So call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Doors. There's a place.
She lives on Love Street.
I almost stepped on it.
Lingers long on Love Street. She has a house and garden. I would like to see what happens.
Great music. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 55. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Morrison is always creepy sounding too, isn't he?
He is, but how hot was Meg Ryan in the Doors movie? I mean, I'm a big Meg Ryan fan, but wasn't she just smoking in the Doors flick?
I think Meg Ryan is smoking in everything she's in. I like her.
She does such a great job.
Yeah.
And her and Val Kilmer did an awesome job in that movie.
That movie's really hard for me to watch.
Why is it hard for you to watch?
Because I think there's some aspects of that whole thing that are just creepy.
Well, yeah, they make him look like a jerk, basically.
Well, he was a jerk.
And if you talk to some of the members of the band, they say that the complete opposite.
Well,
like Ray Manzarek,
how non-jerky can you be to die that young in that kind of weird, you know, fashion? And some of the stuff that he pulled off was like.
Right. Well, I've produced a show where we had Ray Manzarek on to ask him about how realistic that Doors movie was and Oliver Stone's portrayal, and he said that, you know, he was upset because Oliver Stone made him look like he was so selfish and he was all about Jim, and he was actually, you know, a lovable guy that was really into the band, and, you know, he didn't treat her that bad, and, you know, because that movie made him look like he was a womanizing, pretty. I mean, he looked like a pretty rotten dude in that flick. I mean, he wasn't a likable character if he came out of that movie.
Yeah, but I wasn't basing my feelings on him based on that movie. I was basing my feelings on him based on, you know, the tons of books that are out there about him, and I mean the stuff that he did, and you know, there was a side of all of that was really spooky and creepy and ugly and. And you know, you
witchcrafty.
Well, I mean, you younger guys have a tendency to look back on those on that time period and be romantic about it. And yeah, there were some really you know, nice things that went on, and there were a lot of really great things that were happening. But there was also like really, 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 you know, creepy stuff that was going on too, and really weird things, and just weirdness, and it's just. But I'll tell you this much. I mean, that scene where in that movie where they're at the whiskey. I mean, Sunset Boulevard was a total and complete circus. It really was. It was nothing short of great. It really was. That was a place to go, man, every Friday and Saturday night.
See, you tell us it's hard to romanticize about that era, but when you tell stories like that and, you know, the Whiskey I Go-Go and Sunset Boulevard, I mean, that's what we think of. That's what me as a 32-year-old, it's like, man, I wish I could have seen the Doors in L.A. when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. You know, baby boomers, a lot of baby boomers, they just revel in that, and they hold it over like a lot of younger people. Oh, well, you know, I was around. And I've done it, too, before. I was around back. You know, but still, it was a whole different era. It was a whole different mindset. And Sunset Boulevard was just a gigantic freak show. All kinds of strange people, but a lot of fun. All right, Brian, and then also had some bad parts to it, too. Brian in Fort Collins. Hang on, we'll get to your call. Anybody else want to call about anything else? 303-713-7600, because it's open phones on this Monday, especially hanging around the Pioneer Chicken Stand. That was another... That place was... You could always go there and... And I don't want to get Pioneer Chicken in trouble, but you could always go there and score drugs. Well, you want me to lie about it? You mean to not tell the truth?
Yeah, what was Venice Beach like in the 60s, Jay?
Oh, wild. But Venice Beach was wild, though, in the late 50s and the middle 50s, too. It's always been kind of a... now it's going upscale. Now it's not what it once was. Venice Beach was a home of... In Southern California, of all that of all the beatnik culture, but now it's moved upscale. I mean, you got all these Hollywood media folks now that are building big houses and have moved there, and you know, land value has gone through the ceiling. All right, we'll take calls. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, but right now we'll. Introduce Gina, who by and large missed the 60s. Didn't you, Gina?
Yeah, pretty much. I was a child in the 60s.
Where'd you grow up?
Albuquerque.
What a nice town.
It's cool. I love New Mexico. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Albuquerque's really a nice city. I never could get a decent gig there, and I once worked at this god-awful AM country station with no listeners in the antenna to the transmitter in the parking lot. And I could only work there part-time, too, by the way, because the PD would never give me a full-time job. But it's a marvelous town.
Thank you.
No question about it. All right, last traffic report for you this morning, and it's been a pretty easy Monday, huh?
Yep, not bad. We've had westbound I-70 clogged up for the last, you know, hour and a half or so. We had a couple of earlier wrecks there, and it's still dragging between Chambers and Monaco. So just be prepared. Not much better further down westbound lanes between Ward Road and 32nd. We have construction going on there. They do have a lane restriction, so I would expect delays until about 3 today. Downtown traffic looks like it's starting to taper off a bit. Southbound 25 off the highway. Unfortunately, we have a motorcycle wreck, Yosemite at Union. Weather today, partly cloudy and breezy this morning. Turning cloudy with some rain showers by afternoon. Looks like we're only going to get up to 55. Right now, it's fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Step into the winter zone at the new Century Casino in Central City and be one of the lucky contestants selected at 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Friday to play our punch.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh. No pun intended.
I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Hill, you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't let drugs rule your life. If you feel you have a problem, see a chemical dependency counselor or begin by talking with friends and family for help and support. Stop the addiction before it stops you. A tip from Unique Concrete in Highlands Ranch. They specialize in foundations, driveways, sidewalks, flooring, patios, and garage floors. For a free estimate, call Saul today at 720-300-0003. That's 720-300-0003. For Unique Concrete.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 55. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 2 shootings in Virginia. They believe it's the same guy's done both. 7 to 8 casualties. We'll talk about guns tomorrow and about their proper place in American society. Right now it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, just bring it on, as George W. Bush used to say. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian at Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Brian. I wanted to first of all say, you know, that the governor of Florida, I guess, just recently pardoned Jim Morrison for his exposure issues that he had in Florida years ago.
Yeah, in Miami, right.
but my actual point of my conversation was that I'm wondering how it is that the government can be so, you know, callous about how they treat their own, you know, different rules that they establish, such as the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was established to prevent fraud and cover-ups within corporate structures, yet they're able to purge their own records and stuff like that. It just seems like they're holding themselves to a very much different standard than they hold the corporations over the last 10 years. And it seems like that corruptness has gone from the corporate level up farther up into the government. And, I'm no expert with Sarbanes-Oxley, but, it seems like any corporation that would purge those records, they'd be brought in front of, they'd be held liable for that. So it just boggles me that the government can get away with stuff like that.
Well, their explanation would be, their explanation would be that you're right, they shouldn't have let this happen, but that they screwed up.
Yeah, my bad, huh?
Yeah, oops, my bad. But the other explanation would be, which is the one that Ann Weissman gave, which is very, very true, and I don't care where you sit on the political spectrum on this, there's been very, very little oversight and very little checks and balances, particularly in the last 6 years. So what ends up happening is nobody finds out anything. Nothing comes to light. Nothing comes out in the open. And that's why you want to have and you need checks and balances, and you need balance in government so that somebody takes the administration, whether it's Republican or Democratic,
right.
And holds their feet to the fire and says, wait a minute, you know what, you can't do this. I mean, you gotta.
Right. I mean, we have these government systems that are set up to protect us. The FDA, the CDC, the Federal Communications Commission. All these different agencies seem like they're asleep at the wheel.
Well, they're not asleep at the wheel. Most of them have been rendered.
Right.
Most of them have been rendered ineffective, or what they end up having is they have political minders who suppress stuff, edit stuff, keep them from doing what they should do.
Right.
Because everything is run for political gain and not the gain of the country as a whole.
Right.
And that's a huge problem too.
Absolutely.
And I don't understand. I mean, I always say that I don't understand, but I do understand. But I don't know. Here's the thing I don't get. I don't get why it doesn't boggle the minds of both Democrats and Republicans,
right,
and conservatives that this stuff is going on. Because if this were a Democratic administration, they certainly wouldn't let this go. They'd be angry about it. So
yeah.
why aren't we all angry about it?
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like, the people that are elected up there need to be making their voice heard. And not just allowing the government to say, oh, well, this is the way we're going this time, or, this way. It's very, I don't know, it just seems like there's more fear, almost fear within the government itself to turn around on the people that they see next to them pulling from the pot.
Well, you've got people up there. You've got people holding office who want to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
Who don't like this, who want to get it investigated, who want to get it fixed, but, the last 6 years, they've pretty much been very much in the minority, and also,
and also
senators and congressmen on the Republican side a lot of times have ceded ground to the White House because the president sitting there is in their own party.
Uh-huh.
And now all these chickens are coming home to roost once we have this last election cycle. And the American public wants something done about this. And
right.
There are still elements of people involved in this government who don't get it. They don't get that the American people obviously want stuff straightened out.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter whether you're Democratic or Republican. It doesn't matter where you sit politically. No one should think or put up with this and think that it's okay, regardless of who does it.
Right.
So you know, knock off the hypocrisy and the double standard. Let's get down to business of cleaning this place up.
Right. I mean, if they're going to have these agencies out there, let's make them an effective agency, you know, not just a skeleton that's there just for the appearance of being there and not really doing anything and not really using its power to do what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because they're supposed to represent and they're supposed to lobby for you and I, not for their corporate friends.
Not at the will of the government or what's the phrase that they use with all the president's men.
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to be. You know, it's not supposed to operate on a political agenda.
Right.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And every administration engages in some kind of political. There's always a political bent to everything that's done, but not to the extent that we've seen lately. Not to the extent of what's gone on in the last 6 years. And a good example of that would be the National Labor Relations Board. Okay? The National Labor Relations Board is supposed to keep an eye on big business, and it's supposed to keep an eye on what's going on, and it's supposed to be an advocate for you and me, the public, and workers. And so what they turn around and do is they put people on the National Labor Relations Board that are hostile to organized labor and that are hostile to everyday citizen interest. Or the EPA would be another example. Or, as I talked to Ann Weinstein about and would have gotten into her with about it, the FCC is another example. I mean, all of these agencies are stuck are staffed with people. They've got people in leadership positions that are either not qualified to be there, or they have only one allegiance, and that's to a political agenda and the White House, and they don't have allegiance to any kind to you or I. And if they don't have allegiance to you or I, what's the point of having them? There is no point in having them. Let's go to Kay in Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you.
Hello,
are you there?
Yep.
I have a quick question for you. I was flipping some channels this weekend and caught Caldera on, and apparently somebody had called in and asked him why Governor Ritter and Mayor Hickenlooper have standing shows monthly on Mike Rosen, but it won't come on your show on a regular basis.
Well, that's not true.
And that's what I was wondering, because Caldera said, well, it's just because you don't have the market.
No, John Caldera does not know what he's talking about. And
okay. Well,
best thing for John Caldera to do, instead of just shooting his big mouth off without checking the facts and making statements that are not true, how about this? How about the idea that he sends me an email and asks me why we don't have them on, and I'll tell you why we don't have them on. Because I've never sat down and I've never asked them.
Well,
now, when I've asked the governor or I've asked the mayor, and the mayor knows that I'm not a big fan of his, but when I've asked the governor, who I am a big fan of, when I've asked him to come on, he comes on. But we don't have any politicians, and I should say any people holding elective office, on this show in the morning who have any kind of regular show whatsoever. There's nobody. We don't do that.
Okay. Well, he's right. I thought I haven't heard them on a regular basis. And I thought, but why would they not support a liberal-leaning radio station?
Well, they do. They do. I just saw the governor the other day and talked to him, and they do. But that's an example of John Caldera, who, no offense to him, but he's he's a part-time guy over there, and he's like a lot of the folks over there who, you know, shoot their mouths off and make statements that are not supportable and that they can't back up. Okay?
Okay, okay. And then just one other quick question. Do you know of Obama having a headquarters here in Denver yet?
No. Nothing official going on, but you can go to Obama's website. And you can join there, and someone will contact you for meetups for Barack Obama.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks, Kay.
Sure, you bet, Kay.
Bye.
All right. And, you know, do we have the listenership? Do we have the market listenership that KOA has got? No. We don't. And I'm not going to pretend that we do. But that's a heritage radio station that has been around a long, long time. As compared to us, we've only been around two and a half years. But I've never asked Governor Bill Ritter, I've never asked Mayor Hickenlooper to come on here on a regular basis. And I don't, because we don't have anybody on here on a regular basis. We just have never done that. And, you know, John, or anybody who listens to John Caldera, you know, I would suggest this. Instead of just saying something without knowing the basis and fact for it, why don't you try contacting us and asking us why it is, and we'll give you an honest answer. I love Governor Bill Ritter. I think the world of him. I have my feelings about Mayor Hickenlooper, too. Like, okay, lousy job in the snow, and fix the frickin' streets. But I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to hear an elected office holder come on here once a month or three times a month or something. I mean, I just don't. Now, if you think otherwise and you'd like to see that or hear it, then drop me an email and tell me. But I really don't want to do it. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan checks traffic.
It's a little slow westbound on I-70, Jay, where they had that earlier accident at Quebec, making a kind of a slow drive from Chambers, heading on over past the accident scene. Should be just about out of the way, though, so things should start loosening up there in the next few minutes. The rest of the highway drive in good shape, though. I-25 looks good either side of downtown. Won't have any trouble on 470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. 225 running wide open across Aurora. But off the highway, there is an accident on the southeast side of town at Yosemite and Union, down the street from Cherry Creek High School, involving a motorcycle. Look for delays to that intersection. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, breezy by noon. Some showers develop late in the day, high near 60. Rain tonight, low 37. Showers tomorrow morning, then clearing out by tomorrow afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. There's only one day left until the tax deadline. Stressing out a little? Well, relax, because H&R Block is here for you.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
On the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz. Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Lumber Guy reminds listeners recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please talk to your kids about safety on the roadways. Caution them about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future driving records. Spell it out for them, because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from The Lumber Guy, your best source for lumber, windows, and building supplies on East 50th Avenue in Denver.
9:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This Virginia Tech thing, one casualty in the first shooting. And then in the second shooting, there's seven or eight casualties, and they believe that the shooting, both of them were done by the same guy. And tomorrow morning, we'll talk about guns and the proper role of guns in this society. I'll tell you what the proper role of money is in this society. You get what you pay for, and then on top of that, you also want to try to get the best deal that you possibly can. And I've been talking about this a lot. Not only did I have people in the car business tell me this, but I also read it, believe it or not, in the business section of the New York Times. I also read it in the Wall Street Journal, that it's a fact that you buy a new car, you get the smell, and you get all of that stuff. But you drive it off the lot, it depreciates in value. And the thing is, what you want to do is you want to let somebody else take that financial hit, and then you wheel around and pick up the savings. And the place to do that is at Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got over 600 vehicles on the lot. Even the 07s are there, too. And they've got virtually everything you can think of. So you want to get a good deal. You want to get treated right. Then Rockies is the place to go. They've got their matching down incentive going on. And great folks out there to wait on you. Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky Herrera, and Adolph out there, and Juan, and Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Jim Monroe. All of those folks out there, Johnny Mays, they all try very, very hard to help you out. There's over 100 employees that have the same thing drilled into them all the time, customer service. That's what it's about. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check the inventory out at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Ken, picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the big news story unfolding now is the Virginia Tech shooting. I believe that's in Blacksburg, Virginia, and two incidents there. They believe that it could have been done by the same guy. The second shooting, 7 to 8 casualties. The first shooting, one casualty. And we're gonna talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about guns tomorrow. And I've been meaning to do this for a long, long time. And have never gotten around to it. So we'll definitely be talking about it tomorrow. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Let's go to Doug in Bailey. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks myself. Hey, I was calling to speak to you about government agencies that are put in position to allow some protection to consumers and so forth, or at least they're put into place to give that appearance off. And I'm really concerned that there's lots and lots of agencies out there that people think they're protected by. And really, you know, some of them are private organizations and some are government, but nonetheless, people don't have the protection that they think that they are offered from big business and how big business manipulates people in many different facets.
No, they don't. And most people do not realize that most of the agencies that they've either grown up with or that they've come to learn about as high school students, and then they hear about as adults.
Right.
Most of them do not realize that most of these agencies have been severely hampered in doing their business, and it doesn't get talked about very often, but it does appear in the printed media, but it will never appear hardly ever on page one. It'll usually appear back about page 15 or 20 or 22, or maybe in the business section, and a lot of people just never see it.
It's a growing trend, and you know, I think it's a reflection on our government. I think our government trying to privatize things in many different sectors is just a simple way of cutting their liabilities, such that they can not have a governmental institution being responsible, and that's what it comes down to. They want the responsibility to fall on somebody other than the tax basis.
Well, they're doing favors for their friends, and their
exactly.
friends
yeah.
are their corporate contributors, and that's
yeah,
their
friends are not the society and our people
no.
in the community. That's what it comes down to.
No, and they're going, you know, they're going and they're reaching out and putting people in these positions who are either politically connected, or are people who have connections to the industries that they're supposed to regulate, and they stick them in there, and nobody says anything because most people don't bother to watch what's going on, not because they're stupid and not because they don't care, but basically because they're too busy.
Right, and that's what I've told a lot of people that are friends of mine that we come up on topics and discussions like this. You know, there's a difference between stupidity and ignorance. Ignorance is a lack of being informed, and that's where a lot of people are. They just don't have time in their lives to be educated on all the different complications of our lives. When things were a lot simpler, you know, I'm more of Mr. Turk's age myself and what have you, but things were a lot simpler in your time and day and age when you grew up, and there weren't, you know, credit bureau agencies that you had to worry about with who's putting a demerit on your credit bureau and so forth. And is the credit bureau really there for your protection? Well, I've recently found out that they're not. You know, I've got a judgment on my credit report that's completely inaccurate.
Well, you know what? Have you tried to dispute that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I've used the system to the letter as the credit bureaus have dictated that it needs to be implemented. And what I have discovered is that the credit bureaus have interest in protecting the creditors that they're contracted with to post this information.
Yeah.
They're more interested in keeping their contract with, you know, Excel, whoever,
yeah,
collection agency, so on.
Yeah, you're totally right about that, and that's a really rough thing to get reversed. I mean, Mary and I have done it, but you got to really work on it really hard. Doug, thank you, man. I appreciate a great call.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, CBS will update you on the Virginia Tech shootings at the top and bottom of the hour, so stay tuned to AM 760 Progressive Talk tomorrow. Guns, ethanol, and a lot of other things, too.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small